If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
What service is it that you are a captain in? What makes you the captain, Robbie Knievel?
I'm in love. I'm in love with my mattress.
Habitual now that it almost seems like just habit.
I tell you what, man, ain't no dang old lady about her, man. They're getting old liquored up, man. I'm coming on strong up, pawing me like a dang old animal, man. I'll tell them no means no.
You're an idiot.
Are you with me? Yay or nay?
Which one means yes?
Yay.
Yay! Oh, and if you guys aren't too busy, could you please just go to hell?
Today we're interviewing WOHN announcer Gene Baxter, who in a surprise press conference Friday afternoon announced his plans to leave the radio station.
And now.
Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
Stay for just a while.
Anything else?
Our feature presentation.
Anything else?
Gene Baxter would be leaving the radio station. Did they say anything to you when you said you wanted to leave? Forward phasers on, Captain.
Bean's best Sulu.
Anything else?
Yes.
What did the Klingon say?
And then did the Klingon say something?
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's an all-new show for a Tuesday morning. I thought we'd start with a little rock today. A little rock.
Sure.
Get us going. We're changing formats.
Yeah.
A little classic rock. A little classic rock
all
sometimes.
Right.
Drum machines cannot replace live drums.
Is that an empty milk jug someone's striking?
Living easy, living free. Season take up on no one way wrong.
Asking nothing, leave me be. Taking everything in my stride.
Don't need reason, don't need rhyme.
Right on the beat.
It's nothing I
She's
ever
never, come on now. She's never even on accident, Debbie. Good, right?
That's the song they play on the highway to hell. As you're driving into hell, that's what you hear on your car radio before you get to actual hell.
I was sick when you guys had the new Wing song, though. The
new with Rappy McRapperson.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Wing.
Hello, Wing.
I hope you like my new song.
We do.
It makes you happy.
That makes us happy.
I hope you stop the nonsense and be brave to make a change.
Stop the nonsense.
And be brave to make a change.
And be brave.
No nonsense.
A point. I mean, it's hard to argue with stop the nonsense.
If we stop the nonsense, we are out of a job.
That's another good point.
Another good point.
Why you talk this stupid job as we are talking?
Hey.
You make no sense when you come to talking.
Did we have
just
to edit a curse out of Wayne?
Always dreaming.
We had to reverse it, yeah.
Can you see the beauty of the painting? Can you see the beauty of the trees? Can you see the gems in the stream? Can you see?
Does this make sense to anyone else?
Yes. Can't you
understand.
See the beauty of the trees?
Okay, I got
Can't
that.
Can't you see the beauty of the stream? What's wrong with you?
The strength of a team, but you yelp like a kettle brewing off steam.
Right.
Okay, what was that?
Oh, the strength of a string.
Of a cattle off of sting.
And the cattle blowing off steam.
Stop smoking crack. Inside the shack. Moms are happy.
Nothing has strength.
Son. Stop smoking crack.
Inside the shack.
Do you think she knows what crack is?
She was slinging yay away back in the day.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, in just a second for Kevin and Me's What It Do Nephew. First, more Wings.
Nope. Didn't get any of that.
It's worse than my tooth. So, what are you going to do?
It's worse than my tooth. So, what are you going to do?
No. I have to make a number two, she said.
Suspenders say no to bed.
Suspenders should go to bed, I think is what she just
yes,
said.
Yes, Kevin, that's what she said.
Gambling, drugs, and cheating only leave you pain and bleeding.
Gambling and tricking.
Gambling, trucks, and licking.
Only make you bleeding.
Make you.
That's what I heard.
Feeling
I did hear
sickening.
Selfish thing to hurt a friend. things are nonsense.
All these things are nonsense. She really brings it when she stops smoking crack inside the shack. She really does bring
well,
with
she
that.
She speaks from experience. She's drawing on her personal life.
I think
because it took her 5 years to get clean.
Yeah. When we talked to Rappy, too, I think Ralph, very good observation, is smoking crack and gambling away all your money
gambling
nonsense?
Addictions? Yeah, I don't think Dr. Drew would classify that as nonsense.
Yeah, it's just nonsense. Just stop the
you
nonsense.
Call it the
don't
Pasadena Nonsense Rehab Center. Nonsense Rehab on VH1 this season.
Well, Wing's the best. That's all I have to say. We might need to get her to send us some lyrics, though. Maybe she could type up some lyrics.
That would be helpful.
What on earth she's talking about.
You know what? You got to let it wash over you, man. You can't be so analytical and have to know what every word means. Just feel it. It's art.
Yeah, the Nirvana.
Right.
But yeah. Oh, baby, Kurt Cobain just sent us the lyrics to Teen Spirit because we can't quite figure everything out.
But doesn't it help to maybe...
It's got the vibe, dude.
Maybe know a little of what...
Why don't you stop the nonsense?
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So getting on the air today, you get a pair of tickets to Strike Force Live on Wednesday, June 16th at the Nokia Theater, LA Live. So that is your prize. Let's begin with Alex.
Yeah.
Hello, Alex.
Hi. What did you guys?
What did it do?
All right. So apparently, all these anti-immigration supporters or people came picketed the Los Angeles Lakers game last night when they played the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
Because a reporter had asked Phil Jackson, you know, what do you think about the Arizona immigration law?
Right.
And he says, oh, well, I don't really think there's anything wrong with it. He just gave his opinion, and these people flipped out.
How many people were there? Did you go to the game, Mike?
I did not.
I heard there were like 40.
Yeah, there were not many.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot. It was like dozens is what I heard, but I still think it's ridiculous. He just gave his opinion. He's not a politician. He's a coach. I mean, he's just weighing in. He gave his off. He's not, you know, pouring money into the thing.
Right.
He's just saying stuff.
Just an off-the-cuff answer to a question that he wasn't prepared for.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably expecting something, you know, what do you think you're going to do against the Suns and stuff, and he just throw that out there. He's like, whatever, let me get this off my back, let me talk about the game instead, and he just, you know, he got attacked for it.
Listen,
I think it's ridiculous.
And you don't want dozens of people protesting. That
was shut down.
That'll shut you
whole
down.
Staples Center.
That's right.
Well, I heard there was even, like, three supporters of Phil Jackson, so I think it...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So not even dozens minus three or four that were against him.
Wouldn't you think Phil, after all the years in the league, though, would know better than to answer a politically charged question? I was surprised that he even answered versus saying, look, this is sports. We have no business talking about politics. I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, you're right.
Well,
makes sense.
Later on in the interview, he actually said that. He said he didn't want to bring the NBA into a politically charged debate. He just gave his opinion.
Yeah.
Well, but his opinion as head coach of the Lakers is already dragging the NBA into it.
Yeah, too late. He should have thought about that before he gave his answer.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
it affected them, obviously. I mean, you could tell by the way they were playing. They were very upset by the protest.
That's
the way
true.
They struggled against the Suns and then lost in the last minutes of the fourth quarter.
No, they won.
What?
By 22, 21.
I guess it didn't have so much an effect.
David, hi.
Good morning. How'd it do?
What'd it do?
How'd it do?
You know what? This immigration stuff, the W last night, nothing compares to the Messi in action of our yellow shirt girl behind Phil Jackson.
Oh, she's not there?
Big Boo Girl wasn't in?
I didn't see her there either.
I wasted my DVR space for her. I don't know. I didn't see her. Did you guys see her?
So you recorded the game just so that you could see the girl that sits behind Phil Jackson and her monster cleavage.
Of course. What else is there to live for?
Wow. You have no access to any other boobs anywhere?
Well, those were prime.
Those were good.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah. So were her arms.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Fatty. She's got ham hock arms.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't go to every game. Maybe she just keep recording it time after time, and eventually you'll get a glance.
Maybe she should play a little more basketball and watch a little less.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
Yeah, I wanted to see if you guys saw Kobe's wife's t-shirt she was wearing at the end of the game last night.
I didn't, no. Kobe's wife?
It said, do I look legal?
Do I look legal?
Yeah. So what now, bitches?
Yeah. So what now,
I don't
bitches?
Know what any of this means.
We're all laughing.
What now?
What now, bitches? I don't want to take that one. Let's talk to Pedro. haven't had a chance to watch 24 yet. Hey, Pedro.
What it do? What it do? Como están, bitches?
Como están to you, too?
Wow, Kevin, it's like you're in the
Lakers!
I'm sorry?
Lakers.
Lakers, yes. Okay.
Hey, but how awesome was that 24 episode last night?
Didn't catch it. Like, what did we miss?
I taped it. I taped
Jack
it.
Bauer dressed like an Iron Man.
Jack Bauer dressed as Iron Man?
What?
Like a dark Iron Man. I don't know what he was wearing, but he looked crazy, just murdering people left and right.
Were you high while you were watching 24
maybe,
last night?
Yeah, maybe I was.
I didn't watch last night, but I have been keeping up with the season, and it is much, much more over the line than it's ever been because they know it's ending.
Right.
And Jack's going crazy.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though. Next week is the last 2 hours of the series.
Yeah, but then you get the motion picture, you know.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys know anything about any other network picking them up?
No, they're done. They're going to make a movie next.
No, there was some talk about it, but that's not going to happen.
Ah,
yeah, it's a shame.
Weak.
That was a great show.
Yes, it is.
It was a great show. Thank you for the call. Yeah, and then, yeah, it'll run out, and then they'll start making movies, and you could probably make those forever, I imagine.
Yeah.
I'd watch those. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? We have Ryan Phillippe on the program today talking about MacGruber.
MacGruber!
We actually have to say it that way by legal obligation. The movie is MacGruber.
MacGruber!
We also have Nestor Carbonell.
Oh.
You may not recognize that name, but you will recognize the name Richard on Lost.
Oh, yeah.
We got to ask him what's going on.
He was also the mayor in Dark Knight. He was mayor of Gotham City.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He works a ton. He's a good actor.
We're going to tell you about Dr. Conrad Murray, the doctor that...
Now, he was the father on Different Strokes,
no,
right?
Oh. No, this is
Conrad Bain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Conrad Murray is the doctor who allegedly killed Michael Jackson with the propofol. And apparently he was on an airplane. They needed a doctor, and he sprung into action and saved someone's life.
He should stop with the nonsense.
He should stop.
That's what I think.
And stop smacking, smoking crack.
Smacking crack. Smacking crock.
We're going to talk to the founder of thecheaterregistry.com.
What is this?
This is, let's say your significant other cheats on you.
All right.
This is a site to go to where you can post the information.
Nope.
And you can let everybody know that that guy or that girl's a cheater.
And so is the idea that if I start dating someone new, I go there and see if someone wrote anything about him.
Maybe do a background check on that.
I think that is the theory.
That's the point.
But it just seems like a recipe for abuse.
Well,
this
and
site.
There's no way to check it.
Yeah, because there's no proof.
Because women, first of all, lie
for men
all
too.
The time. And so they're going to post up, oh, he cheated on me, and they're just going to be disgruntled.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly
yes,
could
Yes, because men never cheat.
No, we don't.
Men never cheat.
No,
that's right.
You're right.
Unless
right.
you give us a reason to.
Whoa, wait a minute.
We also have Rob Dyrdek on the phone today.
Okay.
We're going to talk to him about opening up a new skate park.
Rob Durden's on the phone?
You heard me. Bill Simmons from ESPN.com on the show today.
Celtics fan, you know.
I know.
You're still going to have him on, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so be it.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a Bruins fan, too. I can have some fun.
The biggest lie you told and got busted.
Yeah.
We're going to have your call-ins on that today. The girl, the story comes from a local girl who said she was going to UCLA for 2 years to her parents. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm off to school, Mom. Yep. See you later.
Yeah, I think she lived at home.
2 years. Then it came graduation time. They were getting ready to go, and she ran away.
She disappeared.
Said she was kidnapped or abducted or whatever.
Yeah.
And then ran into like some kind of a carpet store and turned herself in. I don't have any ideas. It's a weird story.
She freaked out.
She did. She freaked out. It was a bizarre story. And we have your tickets for the Weenie Roast as well. We're going to play a little game and allow you to earn those tickets.
But the Weenie Roast is sold out. There are no tickets, Kevin.
But we have some to give away for a game.
What?
Yes, for people to earn them.
Wow. The only place you can find tickets.
That's correct. Huh. So that's coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. A quick break and then the Ralph Showbiz Beat. Next, this is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for our first look at the Showbiz Beat for the day. What's going on, Ralph?
Just one day after Rima Fakih won the Miss USA title, there's already controversy. It's broken out over the Miss USA competition. Now, it's not because Rima Fakih is Miss USA's first Muslim Miss USA title winner, but it's because she participated and won a stripper contest for a Detroit radio station back in 1997.
How is that not? They should give her a bonus.
Oh, Kevin.
They should give her a bonus.
You don't understand that Miss USA is supposed to represent all things clean, wholesome, and apple pie about America.
Yeah, those days are gone.
And we can't have her swinging her junk around on a pole.
I'm gonna
because if she does that, then the terrorists have won.
When is the last time a Miss USA or Miss America wasn't involved in some sort of controversy?
When's the last time anyone gave a rat's ass about any one of these pageants?
That's true.
Another point.
But so let's not kick her out for working the pole. I mean, have you seen the picture of her working the pole? She's doing a good job.
She's gorgeous.
Look, if she gets kicked out, she just goes quicker into porn. That's all.
All right. Well, that's good, too.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying let's not look down on people who dance on a pole. Let's not be so quick
you
to judge.
Because they're up on stage and you're in your seat. You have to look up at people
dancing
on a pole. There's no way you could even do it.
That's not what I meant.
With that situation.
Let's not judge.
Situation was there?
Too harshly.
John Travolta just needs a break. He's one of the nicest guys in show business by all accounts. And, of course, tragically lost his son. And now the Bangor Daily News reports that a service truck was driving around a main airport yesterday morning where Travolta had landed his plane, and someone on the Travolta staff was walking their two family dogs when the truck ran over and killed both of them.
Oh my God.
Ugh. As of this morning, there's no statement for John or his wife, Kelly Preston, but you can't imagine
what
this poor family has been through. So that's just sad. Let's make things happy, shall we?
And there's,
make you happy.
And there are some things you just can't go, hey, dude, sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, it was an accident.
You know, best case scenario in that situation? Oh, I hit one of your dogs, but the other one got away. That's the best you can hope for. They're both. I got these leashes for you. You want these leashes back?
That's so rough.
Tyra Banks is not only obnoxious on television, but she's a pain in the ass in real life, too. New York Post is reporting that she bought herself an apartment building called River House last year in New York City, and she's got a big plan to turn all of them into one property.
Okay.
Now, the construction is driving the residents of that neighborhood out of their minds, and many have called the police time and time again to complain about the noise and Tyra's complete lack of consideration for her neighbors.
Tyra Banks really blows. Tyra Banks really blows.
Are you saying that this was a bunch of apartments and she's going to just
make it one
put
big
all
property?
Together
yes.
Into one abode for herself? A
yes.
Giant castle?
Yes.
Huh.
I can only recommend the death penalty for this kind of offense.
I agree.
It's the only answer.
Tyra.
It is not easy being a celebrity that has no talent, who makes a lot of money for doing nothing. Case in point, Kim Kardashian.
Glendale.
You know that Icelandic volcano that keeps tossing ash into the air?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's really putting a crimp into Kim's vacation plans.
Well, that's not good. What can we do to make that happen? We need to...
Problem is that Kim's hair and makeup crew took a flight across the Atlantic to London. But when it came time for Kim to leave, her plane was canceled because of the ash from the Icelandic volcano. So now... Not only is she stuck here in the States, while her vacation plans await her in London and then on to Monaco, but she has no hair and makeup team here in the States to keep her glamorous.
Wow.
What's a girl to do?
That's just not good.
A girl to do.
And no one else here can do it either.
No.
That's it, those two people.
Her staff, her team, knows exactly what she needs to maintain her fabulosity, and now she has none of them.
That's rough.
Oh. I forget what I said about John
her
Travolta.
And the Travoltas, man. They
Kardashians, they are suffering. You know who's not suffering? Charlie Mother Effin' Sheen is not suffering.
How come?
Because he just signed his 2-season deal with Warner Brothers yesterday to stay on as the star of 2 and a Half Men. That is 2-season deal.
Right.
For the next 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. Not only do we have to keep watching that show, or we don't have to keep watching it, but it'll be on the air for 2 more years.
Right.
But Charlie will be getting... $2 million per episode.
Episode.
That's per week.
Is that the highest
to
ever?
Those of you who aren't in the...
I believe that's the most, right?
I believe Ray Romano was making it in his final season of Everybody Loves Raymond.
But he also
owned,
wrote.
Created, wrote. So
yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know what the record is for just acting. Maybe he was getting that much.
How do you know Charlie Sheen doesn't write those episodes?
Mm.
He doesn't seem like a funny guy, and those episodes aren't funny. It could be him.
I think that show's mildly funny.
Yeah, I know you do. That's wrong. So just to give you some perspective, 22 minutes an episode, that's what a half-hour sitcom runs without the commercials.
Right.
It's approximately, it's about $85,000 per minute.
That's pretty good pay.
And a lot of the time he's just sitting on the couch, right?
Yeah.
It's not my fault that they want to have sex with me. Ha, 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 ha.
85 grand.
You're... son sure is dumb.
85 grand.
God damn it.
85 grand.
God damn
That's how it works.
Oh, this world. This world's too painful.
The world's too painful.
Let's talk about celebrity birthdays, shall we? Actor Chow Yun-fat.
Oh, yes.
He's 55 years old today.
He's a badass.
He's pretty bad. Martika. Remember Martika?
Yeah!
Yeah, she was hot, wasn't
she?
She
was. Toy Soldiers, that song. I used to like that song. Yeah. Whatever happened to Martika? She is 41 years old today.
That's so hot.
Comedian, writer, actress, producer, comic genius Tina Fey celebrates her 40th birthday today. And musician Jack Johnson celebrates his 35th. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Gunfire in Santa Monica started around closing time. A DUI stop near Pico and Lincoln. Police called a backup, began a field sobriety test when the passenger opened fire, wounding one Santa Monica cop in the abdomen, sparking a three-hour manhunt that ended just an hour ago.
They uncovered a potential suspect who presented a threat to the SWAT officers. That suspect was engaged in gunfire by the SWAT officers and was struck. He was transported to a local hospital.
Police Chief Jackson says people should still stay in their homes. Traffic remains a mess on Lincoln, south of the Santa Monica Freeway. But what about the officer?
He is out of surgery. He is conscious, awake, and talking, which is a good sign for us.
Another mess. Tire balls wash up in the Florida Keys. They think, but can't confirm, it's from the BP oil blowout. Pro and con protesters outside Staples Center. Lakers didn't boycott Arizona. They beat them. Only partial clearing. 60s again. 57 at K-Rock. I'm Doc on the Rock.
Playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast, we just gave away a pair of tickets to Jesus Geronimo.
Woohoo!
Got the tickets to the sold-out K-Rock Weenie Roast, and your chance to win coming up again very soon, so keep listening for that. It is 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. On the way, we have Nestor Carbonell this hour. He's the guy that plays Richard on Lost.
Yes.
Maybe he can help shed some light on what's going on. I'm a little confused.
A little bit?
Just a little confused, yeah. So that's coming up. But first, let's talk about Michael Jackson's doctor.
Okay.
This is Dr. Conrad Murray. And he's the guy who allegedly killed Michael Jackson with too much propofol.
Right.
He says, nope, wasn't me. I gave him the right amount. And Michael administered more to himself and ended up killing himself.
Yes, while he was asleep.
Well, right, exactly.
Sure.
And Dr. Conrad Murray was, who knows, depending on the report, either taking a nap or on the phone in the other room.
Some right. people sleep inject, like they sleepwalk. Some
yes.
people just
sleep inject.
Sleep inject, yes.
Yeah. So, according to TMZ, Dr. Conrad Murray was on a flight, a U.S. Air flight from Houston to Phoenix, and the flight attendant comes on the loudspeaker and asks if there's a doctor on board.
Oh, you never want to hear that.
Yeah, that never seems like it's good, right?
Yeah.
Turns out a passenger fainted and could not be revived. So Dr. Conrad Murray stands up, and you have to imagine that the stewardess then said, are there any other doctors on board? Anyone else? Anybody else a doctor?
Medic.
Anybody else in medical
nurses
school?
Nurse's assistant. Vet.
Look, if the person needed to be euthanized, that's the guy I would go
to. That's true.
But we don't know that yet.
Well, let's assume.
turns out the passenger fainted. She was in her 20s, by the way, and traveling with a little kid. So it's not the type of person that would usually just faint and stay out.
Yeah.
So apparently Dr. Murray jumped out of his seat, evaluated the passenger. Don't know how, but he inserted an IV. Do they carry IVs in planes?
I think
they may.
There's a medical kit on the plane. I believe they do have a saline drip there for fluids.
So he inserted an IV and stabilized the passenger until the plane made an emergency landing in Albuquerque, and then they took her to the hospital, and she was fine.
Did he give her a chest massage to make sure her heart was still beating?
I don't know, but he saved her life.
Wow. I don't buy it, not for a minute.
Is he trying to make up for, you know, one for one?
First of all, why are they letting him fly around the country?
That's a good
know.
Question.
Isn't he sort of a flight risk if he's allowed just to fly wherever the hell he wants to?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, it wasn't out of the country, but
still,
it was still flying
keep
around.
Keep an eye on this guy, right?
Well, they did. He actually sprung into action and saved a life this time.
That does not give him a pass.
All right.
To me.
No, I think
that's
even.
It. We're even.
Yeah,
we're even. Check
right.
it out.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody. So we thought we'd check in with Dr. Conrad Murray.
Let's get from the horse's mouth.
We like to do this occasionally. Dr. Conrad Murray. Good morning.
Are you riding a carousel, doctor?
No, man, maybe the rider don't see come to the island to which come to Jamaica, man. You know, it's me Lyman style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Po.
Right. Dr. Conrad Murray, is this story accurate that you actually saved someone's life on a flight?
That's right, man. Me be on the plane, they say, Ruska soon behind this when they come to doctor style. I say, I me be doctor, man. I come up, I say, look, inject the fluid with the IV.
Inject the fluid with the IV.
Okay.
What was the diagnosis of the patient, doctor? Could you tell what was wrong with her?
Yeah, me not be Irish style enough, man. Me say, look at it, roll back at the eye in the back of the head. I shake at the red knock, come back at the blood clot.
I don't. I didn't get any of that.
No.
Yeah, I think you said you shook her head.
I shook her head.
Because I could have done that.
I rat on to say, look at the up at this way. Listen to the heartbeat go pop, pop, pop. And I say, me got the blood clot. Blood clot.
Oh, so you thought there was a blood clot?
That's right, man. No come tea side with I too so voodoo style. No comedy. We not east now right near the beach.
Is it just. Mirror.
I think he performed voodoo, if I'm not mistaken.
Did you use
voodoo? No, man, no, dude. Did you use voodoo? It's when I come inside, look into the eyes of the rioters, come no, devil become nice, God no, condi, raka to pompo.
Something about the devil?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Was she possessed by the devil? Is that what you're saying?
No, no, say, can you write to go to steal the romantic raka to pompo? I see the miggity, oh.
Dr. Murray, we can't really understand what you're saying here. We're having trouble.
You don't be understand what I say when I go to island style, but to use near Irie.
Okay.
All right.
Where were you headed during the trip that you were traveling by air? Because we were concerned maybe you would be under, scrutiny by the police.
Man, I see contra racketus when I go to the airplane. I go to Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you.
Okay.
Let's stop by Kokomo.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a hotline for you to leave a message 24 hours a day. It's the AFRO line, 323-520-AFRO. We're going to play some of these messages.
Okay.
And then, in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Nestor Carbonell, who plays Richard on Lost.
Yeah.
And try to find out what's going to happen in the 24-hour marathon that they have planned for this Sunday, where they're not going to answer any questions.
Oh, God, I hope that's not true.
They're not. They're not. You think they're going to answer questions?
I think they might.
They've spent the entire series not answering questions.
But they say they will.
We've gotten some.
Yeah.
But people are going to, on Monday, go, I wanted to know everything. And there's no way. I don't think. Anyway, we'll ask him and find out what's going on. First, the AFRO line, 323-520-AFRO, a Psycho Mike admirer.
I went and I looked Psycho Mike up online, and I think he's really... really hot, and you guys should do a calendar with him in various sexy poses naked in the studio, and I'd be willing to pay like $2 for that.
Wow. She'd go all the way up to $2.
Big bucks.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm in.
All right.
You know he's in.
$2.
One month Cleveland steamer, the next month chocolate pizza.
That's the calendar?
Yeah.
Yeah, she might not pay for that one. One of our favorite listeners.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. This is Dewan from Los Angeles, California. Hey, guys, I just have a dream about you guys last night. I saw a picture of Laura and her boyfriend on a picture frame. That's, like, not reality. It's, like, real. By the Carney debut album.
All right.
You speak Dewan, Mike. What did that mean?
Well,
the picture frame.
It's not reality, it's reality.
Okay. So you don't know.
By Carney's album.
So you don't know. All right, good. That's fine. Okay.
I just wanted to say that my wife's birthday is the same as Megan Fox's. So technically, I'm totally Megan Fox.
Sure.
Is that how that works?
Technically, that's true, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to check who else has birthdays.
We've been talking a lot about Glee, as a lot of us like it. Omar, yes. Not as big a fan. This caller, maybe, maybe not.
Hey, guys. You got to stop it. I know it's funny how you all pretended to like Glee just to get the hot chick into your studio and talk to her, but... we get the joke. It's over. Stop it. Show sucks. I hate Omar, but he's goddamn right on this issue. Come on. You guys sound like a bunch of f***ing talking about it all the time. Nope. You hear that? Nope, he says f***ing Glee.
You really don't want to argue with Nopey.
No, it's true.
I mean, that's just one of the... Look, it's not... If I were in an argument, I was trying to convince somebody that I was heterosexual. That's not the show I would pull out.
You wouldn't lead with that?
No, I wouldn't go, I like Glee. I mean, it, you know.
It's just fun. We're just sure. having a little fun.
Right. So take Nothing it easy, everybody. Lisa May admirer.
Lisa May just said there's a dumpster in the number two lane.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't. But that's, you know, he's saying something. NBA playoffs are on right now. Celtics are playing the Magic. Suns are playing the Lakers. I'm not positive who this guy is a fan of.
Lakers! Lakers!
Come on.
Wow.
Really? For effort.
That's impressive.
That was impressive. We never thought of this. We do have a file called Would You Like to Take That Back?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we try to make jokes. They're not funny, so they go in the file, and then we have to answer for them. We play them back, and we ask if you'd like to take it back. That's what this is about. Just a suggestion.
Have you guys ever considered that maybe you put Bean in the file and then call his dad and see if he wants to take him back?
Oh. we have not thought of that, and I can tell you why, because I know the answer would be no.
We're
Chief,
stuck.
Chief, which is his dad's nickname, mm-hmm. wants nothing to do with him. He's in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Chief.
Yeah.
Hookers, blow.
He's having a good time.
Gambling 24 hours a day. He does not want the wet blanket that is Bean back there. And finally, I got to tell you, this is one of those things where I'm split. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. It's also one of the saddest things I've ever seen. The show Intervention.
Oh, yeah.
And this dude crying. Look, it's heartbreaking, but the noise that comes out of his mouth is the strangest noise that's ever been made.
It's not your fault.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think it is.
Thank you.
I still love you.
So here's the actual clip, and you can find this on the Internet Roundup, and it's a son talking to his father, and his father makes that crazy, weird, crying noise sound.
I still love you.
Come on, what are we supposed to do with that?
Auto-tune it.
Auto-tune it is the answer. That's the answer to all of our problems. If you ever want to know what am I supposed to do in this situation, just auto-tune it.
All right.
323-520-AFRO. All things lost when we come back. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Getting ready to talk lost. There's tonight. You got a new Lost.
Right.
Yes.
And then Sunday, there's a two-hour recap, and then there's a two-hour series finale, and then there's the Jimmy Kimmel special with the entire cast.
Yeah, oh, my God.
It's all Lost Sunday, which you can't really blame ABC for, because this has been the flagship of their television fleet for a long time. Lost has been invent television for many years now, and people are excited about the end.
They've been demanding that some real stuff happen. That doesn't happen in an hour.
Well, now that's my question, is how right? satisfying is this ending going to be? I'm guessing not, just based on...
I don't know why you would guess that.
Because that's what the entire show has been. They're going to go against the entire show, which is always introducing new questions. At the very least, don't you think they'll do something like The Sopranos, where they... You're led to believe something, and then the screen goes dark, and then you go, I don't know, fill in the blank yourself.
No, I don't think that's going to happen at all. No, I think they're going to give us a resolution. I don't think it's going to be all-encompassing. I don't think all the questions will be answered. I think it will be a resolution to the major themes, which they seem to be leading towards this season. They're dealing with the major themes of the show.
Right.
But all the details won't be explained. You won't get answers to all your questions. They're just going to sum up what they believe the show's about. I think a lot of people will be... unsatisfied for looking for every question and every mystery to be solved. You're not going to get that.
That's my question, because after all this time, you would love that.
You don't even remember most of the questions.
Of course not. But if they brought them up, then I would go, oh, yeah. And then they would give me the answer. And I'd go, now I feel satisfied.
No, it's like last week's episode where they showed you the origins of the island and showed you who those two skeletons were that they discovered in the cave when they first landed. I mean, you're going to get stuff that is germane, I think, to what the show and what the island and what that experience is really about. But they're not going to tell you every little detail, and I don't think they should.
Are they going to tell us the biggest? Are they going to tell us why the island is there, how it got that way?
Well, they sort of did
last week.
What's
going to happen in the future?
You
yeah.
know, we sort of know. This show has a mystical, epic, almost biblical feeling to it, and due to that fact, I don't think you're going to get answers to every question. But they've sort of told us the island is a source of energy, of life, of death. It is a mystical, magical place that may have even biblical significance as sort of the origin of man, and there is a battle going on between people who want to protect that and the people who want to exploit that. And that has always been sort of the theme of the show, and I think that's the battle.
Or it's purgatory and heaven and hell and good and bad. Right?
No, I never got that sense.
I think they kind of explained that away.
Yeah,
that was
people guessing that's what it was, but they sort of explained that away now, that there's a battle of good versus evil fighting over this island, which is the centerpiece of life, of creation, of energy.
Well, we have somebody who's going to put it all into perfect focus.
I doubt that.
And I'm very excited about that. Nestor Carbonell is on the phone. Hi, Nestor.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Of course.
Thanks for being on, Nestor. You have been such a good actor for so long now.
Oh, thank you.
I've been a big fan from Suddenly Susan to Batmanuel and The Tick. And I was a big Kane fan. I was sorry to see that show go away. I loved that show. To be part of a success on this level and have your character take off in such a big way, is it gratifying for you?
Oh, it's been the best experience of my life. I mean, it's, you know, not just being on the show, which is just incredible. I mean, the writing and the cast. But to get to, you know, this year live in Hawaii, we moved out here. My family moved out here. It's a gift. It's been unbelievable.
You know so, that you know that this, that the series is over, though. You're not going to be able to stay there in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that?
That's the word on the street.
You just moved there. Oh,
I'm hoping they didn't wrap it up.
Now, a lot of times a character they'll mean for a character to come into the arc and then it'll, you know, move on. Did they mean for you to live forever and be that part of the show for a long time, or did they just, your storyline took off and everybody wanted to keep having it?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. It's a really good question, because I think they leave a wiggle room for characters, as you know, but they've always had the ending in mind, but there's, you know, the movable parts are always in between. But I came in as in a flashback, Juliet's flashback, to recruit her to the island as Elizabeth Mitchell. And so I got the call like 6 weeks later. They want you on the island. I go, oh, great, you know, but in present day. So it just sort of, you know, continued from there. And then I think a few episodes later, I got that script where I found out I was ostensibly immortal. So, you know, I just kind of, you know, I just, I didn't question it. I just said, okay, yeah, sure.
So they don't have any kind of a table read where they sit down and go, okay, here's what's going to happen in this week's episode. This is that blah, blah, blah. You have to read through the script and go, what happens to me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And here's the crazy thing, which is incredible. It has to be hand-delivered to you. It's sealed. So, you know, I remember the second episode, I think I was here in Hawaii and they had rewrite pages for me and said, yeah, will you be at the hotel? Yeah, sure. You could just leave it down at the desk. I said, no, you need to be at the hotel.
Wow.
And I quickly learned, okay. And then your name is plastered on every page so that obviously, you know, the scripts are well guarded and it's not disseminated on.
You have a guy watch you reading? Just watch you reading it?
Oh, yeah.
You're not done yet? Come on, speed it up.
There's a guy right here right now.
Before we talk about how things end up, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Ab Eterno, the origin story of Richard's character a couple weeks back. What a tremendous tour de force for you. What an amazing episode.
Thank you.
As a Latino actor, how interesting was it for you to act a lot of that episode in Spanish?
Oh, I've never done that before, you know, on a TV show. And God, I mean, to get to do that on you know, mainstream network, regular, right, you know, prime time was a treat. No, it was incredible. In fact, I didn't think that they were going to really go into that much depth with a character. I knew they were going to get into answering the immortality question. But no, I got that. I was blown away when I read that script. It was, that was again another gift. And then to get to ride a horse, and I mean, it was just, it's rare that as an actor, especially on a TV show, that you get to do any of that. And then to get to do as much as I did in one episode, I mean, I felt like I was getting to do a little movie. It was really, really a treat.
When you were trapped as a slave to be in the Black Rock, you acted the hell out of that stuff. I gotta tell you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was, we shot that. That was in a soundstage. We shot it over 5 days, and it was good to get out of the chains, I gotta tell you.
Sure bet.
Now, what's the clip we have? Set this up for us.
We've got a clip here for those of you who are still catching up on Lost. This is from a couple weeks back. I think this may be the package episode. I'm not sure. But this is Richard, who is really kind of disillusioned in the fact that Jacob has, in essence, abandoned him, in his opinion, and he's decided he is going to take his own life, and he is with Jack in the Black Rock. He's kind of come full circle again back to the ship that he landed him on the island.
Why do you want to die?
I devoted my life longer than you can possibly imagine in service of a man who told me that everything was happening for a reason, that he had a plan that I was a part of, and when the time was right, that he'd share it with me, and now that man's gone. So why do I want to die? Because I just found out my entire life had no purpose. Now, if I light this myself, it won't work, but you can light it for me, Jack.
Jack, please tell me you're not actually considering this.
He wants to die. There's nothing we're going to do to stop him.
That's right. Kind of a baby there, don't you think?
I sounded like such a what?
Kind of a little bit of a whine there.
That was terrible.
After a few hundred years, you could see why the guy might have an ass full of Jacob sure. at this point.
Yeah.
I know, man. He left me hanging there.
You can't tell too much about the ending, but we're hoping that Richard will be involved up until the very end of the series.
We shall see. Tonight is a big one. Tonight, in many ways, for many characters. So you're gonna have to tune in tonight. And there's a great couple great guest stars. And
can you tease us a little bit with what tonight is without getting shot?
Yeah.
Without
getting shot. Yeah. Yeah, the guy's looking at me now. But without getting shot, you're gonna get back to present day. Whatever that is, you know.
Right,
but
right.
You're gonna get back to the island.
Right.
In terms of and this really heats up to the finale, but it's. You're going to also get really nice turns from two surprise guest stars, which are coming back to the show. So tonight is, but you're really, and you're going
to
get
coming
huge,
back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this the special Madonna episode of Lost?
No, that was Glee.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, my
that's
bad.
A whole different
There'll
thing.
There'll be a lot of Vogue in here, yeah.
All right, tell us about Sunday. I know you can't say much, but
yes.
What percentage? How does it end?
Okay. Actually, Kevin and I were having this debate, Nestor, that I was saying I think the ending, in my opinion, will sort of address the bigger issues of what the show has become about, sort of the battle of good versus evil, and the major themes I think will be addressed, but they probably won't be able to address all of the questions everybody has about this show, right?
Right on the money. You're absolutely right. And they can't. They're not going to satisfy everyone. And I don't think it'd be. I wouldn't want to know every little sort of minutia about the. You know.
No, but
you know,
it would seem a little too pat if they summed everything up.
I think you're right. Absolutely. And it's the heart of the show. I think ends up being these guys. No one develops character certainly on TV like these guys, like Damon and Carlton. So the heart of it will be sort of addressing each character and finding resolution and the aspect of love. How love has been a sort of a tragic element to every one of their lives and how that is resolved. So it's definitely an emotional finale.
Is it going to be like the Sopranos finale where they were
exactly
so they
like
set
it.
Up scene
exactly like that. In fact, James Gandolfino is one of the guests.
They're in a diner.
Yes,
no, they set
it.
Up
we'll
the scene, and you know a guy's coming out of the bathroom to maybe kill, and then it goes dark, and then everybody kind of has to interpret their own ending.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I don't even know how it ends. I read I was given the 10 out of the 11 acts. And I obviously I could have asked somebody, but I don't even want to know. I want to watch it with everyone, but I have a sense of where it's going. But then I'm always surprised with these writers, how they end an episode. So I'm really anxious to see it. The final scene. There's a couple secret scenes that only a few people, obviously those in it, know about. So,
and what happens in those scenes?
Yeah, here it is in a nutshell. But it's. Yeah, I honestly have I do have a sense, but I don't know sort of the finer points of how it ends. So I'm excited.
Right. I'll tell you, it may not be an issue that they wish to resolve, but I like to believe at some point that Richard and his wife will be reunited because the love story that was featured in your particular episode, I thought was one of the best on TV this season.
Oh, thank you.
Great stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was a great treat to get to play that episode. They wrote a great episode, and I you know, these guys are really smart. They're really clever in the way they, you know, they handle those, you know, resolving those issues. And so you will see what happens.
Well, it's been a good ride, I'll tell you that. Lost, final season. There's an episode tonight that's new, 9 o'clock on ABC. We've been talking to Nestor Carbonell, who is Richard Alpert. And then on Sunday night, there's the two-hour series finale.
Yes. Yeah, it's actually 2.5 hours.
Right.
And a recap, and then Jimmy Kimmel, I think, is going to have the cast on after that fact. They're going to say goodbye to the series, so it's a chock full of Lost on Sunday. Great stuff.
Thank you guys so much.
You've been a big part of it, and we love it, and thank you.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Bye now. No, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. 106.7 K-Rock. This is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:57. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here now to take a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Casting news. Big motion picture in the works about the life and times of legendary R&B artist Marvin Gaye. I know, Kevin, you're not a fan of older music, but Marvin Gaye was one of the powerhouses in Motown. Became a just a legendary singer-songwriter throughout the 60s and 70s.
He's the sexual healing guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Great, great performer. Tragic ending to his life. They're going to make a movie about his life. And for a long time now, Will Smith had been in negotiations to play the role, which I always thought was interesting casting because he doesn't really look anything like Marvin. And he's not really a singer like Marvin was. You know,
right.
Croony's more like a rapper. But that has all fallen apart. And last minute stepping in is Terrence Howard, who looks a lot like Marvin Gaye, who he's a great actor, obviously. He might do a good job in that. So that's interesting casting news.
Isn't he the one that got killed by his dad?
He was shot by his own father, yes.
That's crazy.
Marvin Gaye Sr. shot him in an argument about drugs and money.
He wanted more of both?
I think Marvin Jr. did.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Dad's like, share the wealth, son. Come on.
How about a little something for the drummer? Will Ferrell is funny.
He is.
He may be funnier than he is willing to admit. There is an interesting Twitter feed going on right now that is flying under the flag of Paramount Films. And underneath Paramount Films, it says fake Paramount, but it's got the Paramount logo in the corner. Right. Someone is posting tweets as Paramount. And almost all of them have to do with the fact that they are not going to make Anchorman 2.
Aww.
And they're very funny. For example, one tweet says, to all who are upset about us not greenlighting Anchorman 2, we at Paramount say, screw you. We have more reboots to fund instead. Another one reads, to all writers looking to pitch any original movie ideas to us, please submit them to the nearest garbage can in your vicinity. We at Paramount are proud to say we are sitting on loads of cash thanks to Iron Man 2. None of that cash will be going to make Anchorman 2. Instead of funding Anchorman 2, we're doing a reboot of Hot Rod, starring Dane Cook, to be written and directed by Andy Dick for release next year. So people are speculating that Will and his buddy and partner Adam McKay may have their nose a little bit out of joint since Paramount screwed them when it came to making Anchorman 2. And now they are posting these tweets as sort of humorous revenge against the studio.
He's the best.
Which I find very funny, unless the Viacom lawyers do not find it funny, and then I think it's abhorrent.
Right, exactly.
Because they own us.
Room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Congratulations to Charlie Sheen. Maybe he can fund Iron Man 2. He certainly can. Not Iron Man 2, Anchorman 2. He certainly can afford it. Coming out of the news in 2.5 Men world today, Charlie Sheen has agreed to 2 more seasons of that sitcom, very popular over on CBS, for the paltry fee of $2 million per episode.
How's the guy supposed to eat?
This is, for those of you who aren't familiar with how television works, it takes a week to make an episode of a sitcom. So $2 million per episode really translates into $2 million a week.
And for the actors, it isn't all week, is it? I mean,
there's a table read usually on a Tuesday, and then they do blocking Wednesday, Thursday, and then they shoot it a couple times on Friday.
So 4 days.
4 days usually.
All right.
Unless it's a particularly difficult episode, they might pull him in.
Well, he's working hard.
$2 million.
Are you kidding me?
But keep in mind, he's only working, you know, 22, 24 weeks out of the year. So that's why the guy's making the money, because
sure. That's, you know, like a teacher.
Awesome. Right. It's like a teacher. The rest of the year he's off. He's getting no income whatsoever coming in. So how's he supposed to support all his ex-wives and children?
Mm-hmm. And drugs.
That's crazy.
And attorneys.
And alcohol and drugs and hookers and stuff. Where's that money supposed to come from?
That is not a cheap lifestyle.
So it's $2 million, 22, 24 episodes. That's only, you know, 40, $44 million a year?
Yeah, he probably runs out of food money.
That's why he's getting so much, you know, per.
Yeah,
you're right. The rest of the time he's got off.
You're totally right.
And he's got to go make Hanes commercials with Michael Jordan.
Eat right through that money.
Today's celebrity birthdays, musician Jack Johnson is 35 years old today. Comedian Tina Fey, who continues to produce one of the funniest shows on television ever, 30 Rock, makes me laugh out loud.
I got to tell you, when it first started, not that good.
It wasn't good when it first started. I've never seen a show turn around in quality so drastically as 30 Rock did.
Found their feet really quickly, and then just now they've just been on fire.
I remember being so disappointed in that first season, and now it is laugh out loud funny every week. Did you see John Hamm with the hooks?
I did.
John Hamm
did,
from Mad Men plays his girl, his boy, her boyfriend for a couple episodes. And then he went away, as all her relationships do. We're talking about Liz Lemon, of course, Tina Fey's character. And now she's revisiting all her old boyfriends, and she goes to visit him, and he lost both of his hands in two different accidents. And he's now got, like, pirate hooks at the end of his hands. And he's trying to bake with them. It was surreal, absurd, hysterical moment that I've seen on television in a long time.
It was good.
Martika is 41 years old today. Chow Yun-fat is 55 years old, and singer-guitarist Paige Hamilton of Helmet
is
50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Let's talk about
MacGruber.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have Ryan Phillippe on the line with us. Hi, Ryan.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. Thanks.
Ryan, first things first, I know you're, like me, you're born and raised in the Delaware Valley near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
I know you're an Eagles fan.
I'm throwing out the first pitch at the Phillies game tonight, so wish me luck. My whole goal is not to end up on ESPN.
Yeah, I've done that, and I bounced it. Don't do that. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. I'm really worried about it, dude. Yeah. I'm really scared.
I know you're an Eagles fan. You're a Flyers fan, too?
Yeah, I am. And they're whooping, man. I mean, unprecedented comeback.
Wasn't that an awesome game?
I got to tell you, not a Philadelphia fan. Now I'm rooting for them to win the whole thing because that was crazy good. They made history the way they did.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, let's talk about MacGruber.
MacGruber!
First of all, we have to play that every time we say it. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm down with it. I love hearing it.
This
movie, man, I've seen it 8 times myself, and of everything I've done in my career, it's probably the movie I can't wait for my friends to see the most.
Is that right?
It's a shockingly hard R, which I don't think anyone expects, and you can't really get that from the trailers and the commercials, but that's because so much of the content would not be permissible on television.
I love shockingly hard R. That should be a category. I'd go to every one of those.
Well, I know we can't even say the name of Val Kilmer's character really on our show for danger of getting in trouble with the FCC.
I guess so, but it's not a real word.
I know, but it sounds so much like a real word.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so.
Now, the Saturday Night Live sketches that have been translated into the big screen have had varying success. By all accounts, though, this is one of the funniest.
It really is, man. And ultimately, it has less to do with the sketch, and it's more of a parody of 80s action movies. So it's kind of more akin to what Austin Powers was to the spy genre. MacGruber sort of is...
MacGruber!
To movies like Rambo and Lethal Weapon and Die Hard, and it really works on that level as satire for those great films.
Was it?
I think it's a blast. Also, more throat rips than any movie in cinematic history.
All right, throat rips.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is MacGruber's signature move. You wouldn't know that from the sketches, but that's his go-to move is the throat rip.
He rips the throats out of his enemies?
Yeah, a bunch of times in the movie.
All right.
That's awesome.
Now,
there's a sex scene that will go down in history between he and Kristen Wiig that is pretty mind-blowing.
It'll go down in history because...
I don't know. I guess you can kind of compare it to the puppet sex scene in Team America with five live actors. It's a pretty good one, man.
That was a hot sex scene, that puppet one.
Yeah, I loved it.
I hope it's not as hot as the scene between Borat and his manager, though. That's not what I want to
see.
No, but
like
it's funny. But it's funny you bring that movie up because in terms of how raw this film is, it's kind of a good comparison.
Fantastic.
It's kind of like along those lines. So if you like really edgy, in-your-face comedy, MacGruber.
MacGruber
is the bomb.
MacGruber!
You can't keep saying it, dude. You just keep setting it off. Now, when you first heard about the project, were you a little bit afraid? Because, like Ralph was saying, you know, it is, they do try to make movies out of skits all the time, and it seems like a lot of times they fail miserably.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, everyone predicted this would be the end of mine and Val Kilmer's career when it was announced we were a part of it.
Right.
I guess also, you know, they sent the script to me and I read it and laughed every page. Also, I knew the director, Yorma Taccone, who it's him and Andy Samberg and Akiva who do all the shorts for SNL.
Right, right.
I'm on a boat and blank in a box, the whole deal.
Love that. Blank in my toilet.
So the movie has that kind of sensibility. It's got that edge, and that made me feel pretty confident about it. And I personally have always loved the sketch. I think MacGruber is this incredibly flawed character. He's kind of racist, he's kind of homophobic, but he's also a little bit gay, and he's really cheap. He's like the worst friend and lover anyone could ever have, but somehow Will Forte makes him really appealing, and the movie is hilarious.
Now, you're one of the experts, right? Which expert are you as a member of the team?
I'm the guy who should be the leader. Like, I'm the legit military guy who has to work with him, and I'm frustrated and disappointed and disgusted by him the whole movie. And it's very apparent as you watch the film that I'm the guy who should be in charge, but it's this moron instead. That's where a lot of the comedy comes from.
Ryan, you don't have a history doing, haven't done a lot of comedy in your career before. This must have been a kick for you to have something you could let loose with a little bit.
It was, man, and also, you know, when you do dramatic films. I do, you know, I've done things like Crash and Stop Loss and Flags of Our Fathers, things about war. It's like you kind of carry that with you while you're making the movie, and this was such a relief to just go to work and laugh from morning to night. And I think I kind of needed that personally and professionally. Like, it was just. I had a good time every single day.
I got to tell you, it's so refreshing too, as a movie going audience, to see a comedy that is rated R, because so many of them, they try to clean them up enough to make it PG-13 so they can make enough money by letting in younger people, and
it just waters it down.
Yeah. And it waters it down. It's not nearly as funny.
We are way closer to NC-17 than PG-13.
That's what I'm talking
comedy
about.
Comedy for grown-ups.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, like, my kids won't see this for a decade or something.
But when they do, they're going to be very proud of you.
I don't know. There's a scene involving celery and an orifice, which I'm part of, that's going to haunt me the rest of my career.
Oh, right.
I don't know how proud they'll be.
There's a scene involving celery and an orifice.
Just tell them that's how they got to go to private school, man.
That's right.
All thanks to which movie?
MacGruber.
We actually have a clip of the movie. If we have time for that, we have a clip.
Sure.
Yeah. Talking about going in and taking care of business.
Why do I have to be Hoss?
Because you're good at what you do.
And why do I have to be you?
First of all, you will never be me. And second of all, I forget your question. Okay, so once we take out the guards, Vicky will walk in dressed as Hoss, and then we'll just, you know, see what happens. You ready?
Wait. So we're just going to wing it?
Piper, there's a big difference between winging it and seeing what happens. Now let's see what happens.
Will Forte gives the best performance in this movie, man. I mean, the guy really is one of the most fearless actors I've ever worked with, and the lengths to which he'll go for a joke, I've never seen anything like it. And he loves to be naked, and he's naked a lot in MacGruber.
Even from the trailer, you can tell he spends a lot of time naked, yeah.
Ryan,
yeah.
I'm sorry to be focused on this, but which orifice?
I mean, you can probably guess.
If he has to call it an orifice, right. Kevin, I think we can all assume which one it is.
All right, I'm just saying.
God.
Looking forward to it. The movie is MacGruber.
MacGruber!
And it comes out this Friday, and Ryan Phillippe has been our guest. Always great to have you on the show, Ryan. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, guys. I listen to you all the time when I'm in L.A., which is where I live, so I listen to you guys all the time on the way to school when I take the kids and... So I'm a big fan, and it's always good to talk to
good
you.
Good luck throwing the heat against the Phillies tonight.
I know.
Don't bounce
really
it.
Hope I don't go wild.
No pressure.
That's all I hope. I don't want a Mariah Carey that.
I'm going to throw it in one of the dugouts, and they're going to be on ESPN as the number one out of the top 10 of the day. All right, Ryan. Good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That, of course, was a brand new song called You Will Leave a Mark. It's from an English band called A Silent Film.
I like it.
And it's out in stores now, if you'd like to pick that up. Charity brings out weird events sometimes. They bring together weird people. Thursday night in New York City, there was a charity event for the rainforest. And Sting was there performing on stage with Lady Gaga.
Right, already pretty weird.
Yeah.
And then Elton John was on stage at the same time.
Okay, I could still see that.
With Debbie Harry.
Okay.
And Bruce Springsteen.
Can't see that.
Okay, so.
Okay, this, someone sticks out.
Sting, Lady Gaga, Elton John, Debbie Harry, Bruce Springsteen. And they were on stage and they were singing Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. Which is kind of odd.
That would be interesting.
So we thought we would check in with the boss and just find out exactly what happened this past Thursday. It sounds like a bizarre charity event, but Bruce Springsteen on the line. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. How you guys doing?
Very good. How are you?
It's great to talk to you guys again.
Well, we were reading the story about the charity event last week for the Rainforest and the song that you were singing, Journey, Don't Stop Believin'.
Just a small town boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. I love that song, man.
With Lady Gaga and Elton John and Debbie Harry, how did that all come together?
Well, it just kind of happened. The charity was to help save the rainforest, man.
Right.
Because, you know, they're tearing it down.
Right.
And we need the rainforest for the health of the planet and also get a lot of good medications and things from the rainforest.
Right.
And so it's just a cause that we all believed in, so we all agreed to do it, and we all came together, and we just thought it'd be fun to do a song together. We're all big Glee fans.
You're all big Glee fans?
Yeah. And so we decided, you know, they did such a good job with that, we'd sing it together, and we had a great time. It was great to work with everybody.
Is there a recording of that out that we can purchase? Is it on iTunes? Or?
No, I think it's on the internet. I think somebody had a cell phone or something.
Oh, good. That's always the best quality.
They put that up. But it really wasn't meant for anybody to hear other than just those of us at the show. And it was a great time. We really enjoyed putting the music out there and performing for everybody. It was great to hang with those guys, too, because everybody connected with it had a certain amount of affection for the rainforest, and we all could agree that it needed to be saved.
Okay.
And I remember when I was doing the show, I remember like it was yesterday. Actually, it was last week.
Last Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all very environmental, and Sting had a solar-powered SUV parked out back.
Okay.
So we all got into it, and I said, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we tied Lady Gaga to the back bumper and see how fast we can get from 0 to 60 in this thing?
What are you talking about?
So we tied Lady Gaga to the back of Sting's solar-powered SUV, and Elton John said, shotgun!
Wait a minute.
And I assumed he wanted to sit in the passenger seat, but no, he actually had a shotgun.
What are you talking about?
Shot Lady Gaga right in the face.
What?
None of this happened. We would have seen that in the room.
Okay, forget about poker face. She had a shotgun face.
Oh, my God.
And then we decided to rev the thing up. And you'd be surprised for an electric solar-powered vehicle how quickly we got up to 60 miles an hour going down a gravel road.
Oh, with Lady Gaga, who's already been shot?
She's not a heavy girl.
Right.
She bounces pretty good when you get up to those kind of speeds. And
I don't think you should be talking about this.
I remember Sting looking out the back window and saying, wow, she actually looks better than she usually does. We all laughed and stopped and got some rubbing alcohol and poured it in her wound.
None of this happened.
Watch her scream and yell. I remember Elton John saying, wow, she sure can scream and yell. And I said, yeah. Sounds better than when she sings, doesn't it?
Bruce, none of this happened.
Then Elton John said, you got a big bulge in your pants, Bruce. And I said, I don't swing that way, Elton. And so we had sex.
But I... What? You just said you don't swing that way.
Well, you know, for the rainforest, I was willing to make an exception.
I see. And how does that help the rainforest?
Not quite sure, but Elton assured me it would. So, as we laid there in post-coital bliss, smoking a cigarette, I said, think we should take Gaga to the hospital? Sting said, it's too late, man. She's gone. And I said, wow. Now I feel bad.
Yeah.
So we buried the body in a shallow ditch by the side of the road.
Bruce, that didn't happen. None of this happened.
And we all swore to each other till the end of our days nobody would talk about it again.
Like you just did?
Yeah, I may have spoken out of turn. My bad.
Hey, yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 20 minutes till 8 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. This might stir up a little bit of controversy. I don't know. Maybe you'll be a little bit upset about this. There's a new website called Cheater Registry, cheaterregistry.com.
Hmm.
And we have the creator on the phone, Victoria Schweitzer. Am I saying your name right, Victoria?
You are saying it right.
All right. Tell us about cheaterregistry.com, what it is.
Well, basically, if you've ever been cheated on, it's a website where you can post and out that cheater so as to potentially warn future future issues with that cheater, because apparently once a cheater, always a cheater.
Oh, who hurt you, Victoria?
You know, a lot of people ask me that, and no, that's not really why we did it. It was basically half of my friends are now divorced, some of them because of infidelity, and there was one in particular situation that kind of sparked the idea, and it was us sitting in a hotel restaurant, and a wife coming in and berating her husband while he was on a date. So
yeah,
come on, she should let the dude eat.
Yeah,
I know. No, you know? Trust me. He the second his wife left after screaming at him, he went on with his date with his really hot girlfriend, and everything was fine. So
save that conversation for home. Don't air your dirty laundry. That's what I say.
That's right.
I agree.
Now, so what you're hoping this will become eventually is a database where if I'm dating somebody, if I just met somebody, I can go to your site and check and see if they have, it's like an eBay rating, if they have a good rating or they have any proof about.
Yeah, exactly. You can basically just check a little bit of their history. I mean, anyone can post their ex as a cheater, or if they see someone cheating, they can put it on there. So even if you're in a relationship, you can search your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend and be like, honey, why are there pictures of you making out with this other person on this website?
Who hurt you?
But you really would have to suspect stuff is going on to even think of going to this website, right?
Right.
Victoria, who hurt you?
No, no one's ever hurt me. I'm
Victoria.
Victoria, you realize that you realize no good can come from this, right?
Well, there can be some good. That
no,
comes from it.
No good will come from this. This is like the sex offenders website. When you move into a neighborhood, and you want to see if there's any danger in your neighborhood. You look it up.
Hey, I'm
right?
Sorry. So, do you think the sex offenders website is a bad thing?
No, but here's what I know about the sex offenders: they are all convicted of something by a court of law.
Yeah,
if anyone can just post anything about anybody on your website, do you take any steps to ensure that any of this is actually true?
Every single posting is monitored, but just like any other platform, like Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, people have been posting this type of information for ages, and it's just a common platform to go to and be able to check that database.
So there's no quality control as to making sure something's true.
Well, how can
maybe
you?
Maybe
That's
somebody
impossible.
Well, it, I mean, if there's evidence, if there's some kind of a lawsuit, if there's whatever, but if somebody's mad at you and wants to get back at you, and they can just go to this website and put stuff up about you. That's not true. That's
poison
true.
Your reputation.
That seems bad.
Well, that's true. I mean, it is kind of happening all over the place. It's one of those things where we don't just allow people to post a name and then details. You actually have to have proof. You have to have phone, you know, you have to have maybe a phone conversation, a text message conversation you can post in a screenshot, emails, the last few digits of someone's phone number. So when the cheater is actually outed, he or she actually has some leverage as to argue against it. So if I'm mad at some guy named Bob, mm-hmm. and I post him on the website, and I have ample proof that this guy is actually cheating on his girlfriend or cheating
right.
on me
mm-hmm.
or whatever, then there is enough proof to actually prove that.
All right. So let's bring in a call, if you don't mind. We have Gabriel on the line. Hi, Gabriel.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
What's your question for Victoria?
Well, my question is this. Speaking for all guys out there, let's just say you met some guy, and you think this guy is really, really hot, however you want to take it. So he doesn't give you the time of day, and you're coming in there with proof that you've made up. I mean, couldn't it go that way? Couldn't you say that, hey...
Could this be used as a weapon, I think, is what Gabriel's
exactly.
asking.
Exactly. I'm speaking for all men out there.
Well, it could also be against women. It's
yeah, like how many of your postings are made by men versus how many are made by women?
You would be surprised. There are 60% of women that are posted and only 40% of men.
All right, how many straight men have posted on your website?
What's amazing is that we really don't have a gay contingency on the website just yet. It's pretty hetero as of right now. There are only a few on there.
How many do you have? How many names?
There's over 750 cheaters and over 35,000 members.
Is there a purgatory? Is there a we're not sure they're guilty section where you put it in, or does it just go right to?
He looked at some bitch on the beach. Is there a section like that where you think maybe they're thinking about cheating?
Well, I think that people are somewhat hesitant as to post in the first place because everyone signs on and they always click the I agree button to terms of service. And we know that. So when you go to post someone, you click post a cheater, you are clicking on something and then a pop-up comes up saying, just so you know that in the terms of service, you've agreed that you're 100% responsible and liable for everything that you're about to post. And that does somewhat deter some people for writing slanderous and things that they could be liable for. So we're hoping that that kind of filters it out. Now, after you enter all that information, another pop-up comes up and reminds you again, like, okay, just so you know, everything you just put on here, you're responsible for.
All right, let me ask you this question. Let's say somebody lies about me and puts it up on your site. What can I contact you and have you take that down? Or
absolutely. You can contact us. We'll contact the poster and basically say, you know, this person's contacted us and we're contacting you saying that this is all, you know, if this isn't true, then you can be sued for libel.
Does it cost me anything to do that?
No, gosh, no. There's no cost. There's no fees affiliated with absolutely anything. It's a social experiment. It's not a money-making website. It's all purely
hate.
Just data.
Hate and revenge.
You guys, I would suggest that if you are dating a woman who looked you up on the website, maybe she's not the woman for you anyway, right? Because that is a very suspicious person. So that's a filter for you guys if that's what you're worried about.
So if we find out that she went to Cheetah Registry, then we go, hey, not for me. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean,
bye.
If you're just starting to date her and already she's trying to look you up like on a website like that, I would be wary of someone like that.
Yeah. Maybe she's going to be overly cautious. She might already be a little jaded.
Right.
Let's talk to Jay real quick. Hi, Jay.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May.
Hi.
What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is that I believe that this lady's going to get in a lot of legal trouble. I heard the comment that she said that you can post somebody's telephone conversation online. Well, I know in the state of California, it is illegal unless you get implied consent or express consent.
Yeah, we know that too.
Right. Well, you know, I think that she's going to get in a lot of trouble. I think her website is crap because it's an invasion of privacy. Because I have some friends who have had trouble in the past with their marriages, and they decided to separate, and then the ladies come back and sued the husband's mistress for loss of consortium and everything. So I believe that's an invasion of privacy, and I think her website's crap. I mean, that's just somebody who's been really hurt by somebody.
We've asked her. Like, she said no one hurt her.
Jay. Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Victoria, who hurt you?
Voice? Yeah, who hurt her?
I've never been hurt. I've always had very, very healthy relationships. The reason for this website is just an open forum because all these people were posting things on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube. So it was just a common platform to be able to do that.
So you're willing to ruin somebody's life just over a comment that somebody says, or maybe that they've seen a friend in a long time and somebody just so happens to snap a picture of them giving them a kiss and maybe it's on the lips and everything, and you're willing to let somebody ruin somebody else's life just over a stupid little picture that is nothing.
Somebody had a problem.
Anyway, rethink it. I mean, you could get into a lot of trouble federally and with state laws about this. You really need to have your legal team redo the research because you cannot post somebody's private information like that.
Well, in our terms of service, it is up to the poster, and we actually hired the law team from YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and compiled a pretty strong terms of service. And
I think I'm with Ralph. I think no good can come from this.
Well, yeah, but I think Jay's a little too worried.
Yeah, it's very polarizing. usually the
people that are so insanely opposed to it are generally cheaters themselves or have been accused of cheating or, you know, have gone through some kind of problem like that. So the people that are as passionate as Jay is, you know, I'm curious as to find out what his...
Right, maybe they just don't like tattletales. Maybe that's what it is, Victoria.
Listen, it could be that, Victoria, but it could also be that is a guy who did get, accused of something that he didn't do, and there's no...
Yeah, it happens.
There's really no way to clear your name in that particular case.
It seems like most of these situations would be more complex than just one posting of an email or a picture or something. That's all my concern is.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it was just an idea that we came up with because, you know, we kept seeing things on different platforms and we just thought that we would have a common one.
All right, let's vote. Take it down. Everyone, vote.
No,
take it down.
Lisa
likes it. Ralph?
I'm fine with it.
Oh, she's
good
absolutely. She could leave it up. Sure,
right.
Absolutely. But I'm going to post a website about everyone who posts on her website. How about that? Don't date these people.
I'm going to post about you, Victoria.
That's fine.
I'm going to say you cheated on me.
Give us the website. What? No,
let's
I'm just
let her
kidding.
Get it done.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You sure? Are you ready?
Yep.
Cheetah Registry.
All right.
CheetahRegistry.com.
Come on. Give me a third. Thank you, Victoria.
Okay, you guys have a great day.
Thanks.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz bee. What's going on, Ralph?
I just read Lisa's sweatshirt. I didn't realize she had a little saying on her sweatshirt. And it's a little dog with one of those collars, those cone collars on.
Yeah.
And it says it's all fun and games until someone ends up in a cone.
Isn't that true?
See? Because it's like
someone
a little,
got
little
hurt.
Doggy joke.
Yeah. I love this shirt.
Lisa's become a pet parent.
Lisa's been a pet parent for a long time.
I know. You have a big problem with
oh,
her.
Now I'm loud and proud.
We're going to talk to you.
Now you've come out of the
I've
closet.
Come out.
We've got tickets for the Weenie Roast coming up, and we've got Rob Dyrdek coming up. First, the showbiz.
Rob
beat.
Who?
You heard me.
Oh, okay. Let's just make sure when Rob's on, we play a little audio.
Let's not.
Of
Kevin, every time until the end
of
days.
Let's addressing him a few interviews ago.
Let's let that go.
No,
a few interviews ago. It was like 10 interviews ago.
Oh, stop it. It was a few.
Let's let it go.
And you called him Rob Durden for the entire interview.
I did. Maybe
and he
five
let you,
times,
which is hilarious.
And he let you because he thought
yeah,
it was hilarious.
But that's in the past. That's all behind us,
and
man.
And then called us back.
We got to look.
That's right.
We got to look forward. We got.
No, I'm just saying.
You look forward.
Those who do not heed history are doomed to repeat it.
Looking back for me is always painful.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It could be worse. You could be Chris Klein.
Why? What's wrong with Chris Klein?
You know the actor Chris Klein.
Yeah,
he was in
American Pie.
He was in American Dreams with Mandy Moore, a movie that I enjoyed enormously.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. When you're an actor, you have to do embarrassing things to get jobs called auditions,
right,
which are never comfortable, even for the best of actors. The audition process is a grueling, embarrassing, vulnerable, painful process.
It does seem like a deal breaker for a lot of people. Like that,
it sucks.
In itself is too difficult to go through.
As an actor, I've done a little acting myself, and I've done a ton of auditioning, having gotten very few roles. But the audition process is mortifying. You've never felt more sort of on display and embarrassed and vulnerable, and you're kind of begging for this job, and you're nervous, and it's just a hideous experience.
That's why I only do movies where I don't have to audition.
I know. You just have roles written for you.
They just like come to me and say,
gay bar patron who bumps into lady number one.
Excuse me.
So, I feel bad for Chris Klein, and I would feel worse if this wasn't so funny, but Chris Klein apparently auditioned for the movie version of Mamma Mia.
Okay.
And in order to do that, you had to come in and sing.
Yeah.
And Chris Klein obviously does not have the self-awareness to know that
uh-oh,
he perhaps doesn't have the chops to be in a musical.
This
although
is
Pierce Brosnan was in that
I
musical.
I was just going to say, he was not
seem,
a singer
didn't
either.
Didn't seem to bother him.
ABBA was when? Late 70s?
The 70s, yeah. But a lot
ABBA?
Of people know their hit songs, and Mamma Mia certainly was a big hit on
right,
Broadway. And a smash, the movie was a huge hit. Meryl Streep and Amanda Seyfried.
Mm-hmm.
Seyfried and anyway, he went to audition.
So let me see if I've got this right.
And
it's
his
a
audition
brutal
has
process.
Gotten on the internet, is what I'm my point is.
It's a brutal process.
Yes. Where
and you're going to play audio of
that's
him singing.
So mean.
It is way mean, but it's also way funny because
oh
he's
God,
really bad.
No, no.
And you got to do yourself a favor. Go to YouTube and punch in Chris Klein, Mamma Mia, and you can see the entire process, which is amazing.
Oh,
but
sucks.
Here's just a little taste of Chris Klein and his singing audition for the Mamma Mia movie.
Unsatisfied, I skip my pride, I beg you, dear. Don't go wasting your emotion. Lay all your love on me. Don't go sharing your devotion.
He's trying his heart out,
he
but he just doesn't get there.
Might be a little high for him.
I'm Maroki.
So, even for the big movie stars.
How about
I'm
that?
I'm just saying, things don't always work out the way you'd like. And in the clip, he's got to go into dialogue and then come back into singing. And
oh,
it's just
that's a rough thing to do, I
yeah,
would think.
It's awful. And I don't know how this got on the internet, but I was kind of...
But you're happy that it was?
Yeah. Because it makes us all feel a little bit better. No, even the big stars have difficult days at the office.
It wasn't great, but it also wasn't early American Idol auditions.
No, he wasn't
either.
Horrible.
Right.
But just there's no way he
yeah,
would land that.
Right. Pierce Brosnan, not much better.
No. I wonder if he had to come in and audition and sing.
Probably
not.
No.
Speaking of singing, of course, we're all big fans of Glee over here on the show, especially Omar loves
Glee.
Oh,
he loves it, yeah.
I think tomorrow we're doing another Glee cap, aren't we?
We are. He's going to recap the
We're all
show.
Glee tards here. We enjoy the show. And Matthew Morrison, who plays Mr. Shue on that show, Mr. Schuster, apparently his ex-fiancée is ratting him out. Maybe she should go on cheaterregistry.com, but she talked to Star Magazine saying that she broke off their engagement because he was always looking at other women.
And that other woman with the big eyes in the school break room?
And that's
that
the,
one?
That's on the show.
Always not looking and talking to her.
She felt he was not ready to commit, and so she rather would rather break up than to make a big mistake by marrying him.
Wow.
I'm guessing he's not too upset now that he's the star of a smash hit TV show.
Yeah, that's probably bow, true.
Bow, bow.
Yeah. Wait, you're telling me I'm not going to have to be faithful now?
Now okay. I can be just Matthew Morrison TV star and knock it out wherever I want to?
I'm in.
Good stuff. Charlie Sheen, he certainly gets around, too.
Yes, he does.
And now they're rewarding him for his bad behavior. Two and a Half Men has made a deal with Charlie Sheen. He's returning for two more seasons on the hit show over there on CBS. And in exchange for Charlie staying with the show, he is earning $2 million per episode.
Wow, that's a lot of dough.
At 22 minutes an episode, which is how long the show runs once you remove the commercials, it's about $85,000 per minute.
Wow.
Which ain't too shabby.
No. Then that's so you go. So you burn through your $2 million. Next week, you get another $2
million. Yeah. Huh. Every week after that.
How about that?
Just millions and millions and millions. And Dennis Quaid had to put on a bunch of pounds to play Bill Clinton in a new HBO movie called That Special Relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about Monica Lewinsky, as you
well,
might
then what's
think.
The point of having
it's
a movie?
It's about the relationship between Bill Clinton and Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of England. They were very close together, and apparently...
Were they as close as Monica Lewinsky?
I do not believe they were that close. Okay. But the two had a very special friendship, as well as being allies, and they both served each other very well during the course
and
of
by
their...
By served, you mean...
I mean, politically, okay. They served each other very well during their tenure in office.
All right.
And Dennis Quaid said he had to put on weight to play Bill, because he's a pretty buff dude. They suggested a fat suit, but he said no, he wanted to be true to the character, so he said he did what Bill did. He ate at McDonald's like a baby on a feeding schedule, he said.
Oh, right. My God.
Going to the Golden Arches every day just to keep it true to life. He was packing himself full of burgers and fries and was able to put on the extra weight. So we'll see how he does in this movie. It's going to be on soon on HBO. Check it out.
There's not a better way to gain weight. I'll tell you that right now.
McDonald's, that would get the job done, but it is tasty.
That's what I'm saying. It's enjoyable.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Chow Yun-fat.
Hi!
Is 55 years old today.
Wow.
You're going to blow a gasket. You keep that up.
That's some excitement.
Blow out your O-ring.
Oh.
Martika.
Yeah.
Singer, actress. You remember her from Toy Soldiers, that hit song she had. How many years ago was that now? Probably 5 years ago?
Oh, no.
More like 15 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
I think.
I was going to say 1990, just as a guess.
Yeah. Was it that long ago?
I think so.
Wow. 41 years old today. Comedian Tina Fey is 40 years old. And Jack Johnson celebrates his 35th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
How you doing? I'm Rob Dyrdek. I didn't go my senior year of high school and moved to California to pursue professional skateboarding.
I kept messing up and screaming, F-.
These guys started DC Shoes and asked me to come aboard, and that's when I really started getting into shoe design.
I want to say I get extreme all day, every day, because I'm extreme!
I had a skate shop that lasted about 3 months. That was kind of where I first discovered stay out of retail.
If you didn't skateboard, what would you be doing?
I'd say right now I'd have like a full cocaine addiction.
Started a hip-hop label.
I like to bring joy. I live a pretty good life. Being in a position to help others live their dream is a great position.
Welcome to Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory.
My big thing that I'm in the future going to do is develop a professional skateboarding league. That's my big thing.
Rob Dyrdek on the phone. Hi, Rob.
Oh, man, you are killing me right now.
How are we killing you?
I mean, you are killing me right now. How you got all that fun, inspirational stuff, and you got to throw, like, a cocaine thing in there?
Well, you know how we roll. It can't be all positive.
Oh man, I cannot believe that is. I'm flattered by that mashup of internet videos.
That's how we make our intros. That's where we get it from. We go to YouTube. True or not, we put it in the intro.
Man.
Rob, you're calling today because you have a new skate spot opening up today. Tell us about it.
Just did a deal did a deal with 7-Eleven and their foundation, and did a partnership with my toy line Wild Grinders, and we built out a 7-Eleven as like a Wild Grinder 7-Eleven in North Hollywood, and then across the street we partnered with the city and built like a new sick Wild Grinders Plaza that's donated and open and free to the kids of the city now.
Now, where's that? That's Magnolia Boulevard in Tujunga?
Yeah, right off the 170, right in North Hollywood.
This is one of Rob's charity things that he likes to do is build skate parks, so kids have a place to go.
That's
and
so cool.
Not get busted.
Yep.
And this is how big? Explain it to us.
This is probably around 10,000 square feet, you know, and again, it's, you know, with my movement to where I keep building each one of these all over the city, you know, each one is completely different and unique. So, you know, as I continue to put them down, it's sort of the idea that as the skateboard community of Los Angeles, you'll want to skate every single one, you know, and sort of each, you know, community sort of has their own unique version that's basically all of skateboarding's communities, places to skate.
Now, when it opens at 4 this afternoon, you're going to get on the skateboard and you're going to show them how to do everything?
I'll be flying around a little bit. You know, I don't know if you know, we had a real big awkward intervention with my cousin, and we're forcing him to give a speech today.
Excellent.
So you can come out and watch him struggle on that.
How do you?
Well, it was great, man. Like we had a personality specialist, and like didn't tell him. And he walked in a room. We all wrote letters of how his awkwardness was affecting us.
Right.
Like, awkwardness.
Full intervention style. Like why? How his awkwardness and. And not even suggesting, the guy was like, you need to face your public fears and maybe do a speech or something. I was like, perfect.
That's like, that's one of the biggest fears that people have anywhere is public speaking.
Yeah, totally.
Now, look, I gave him an opportunity to speak in front of like 8 of us in the office, and he froze up and choked. Now he's got to speak in front of hundreds of people.
I like it. I like your treatment of him. Tell us how you got together with 7-Eleven. How did this work that you got to... Did you design the 7-Eleven across the street?
Yeah, you know, so initially they do this cup for cause where they'll partner with your foundation and do a coffee cup, and once we kind of met up, then I just started talking about, you know, how I want the idea of building the park across from a 7-Eleven so that they're almost connected, like, with the foundation. And then it just led to, like, well, what do you think about just making that 7-Eleven yours, since it's right across? So it sort of escalated into this whole thing where I got to make it, like, a crazy Wild Grinders 7-Eleven with the Wild Grinders Park. But only other person at a 7-Eleven is Simpsons, you know?
That's got to be one of you have to still, even at this point, I know you have a bizarre life, but you have to occasionally go, well, I'm designing a 7-Eleven. What's happening here?
I mean, when I go stand on that earthed concrete that'll be there permanently and look over and see like this 7, it's shocking to me. Like, I live this life, and I'm like, how did I make this happen? This is so bizarre.
How is anyone letting me do any of this?
That's how I feel, man, truly, every single time.
Now, when does Fantasy Factory come back?
We still don't have an air date. Hoping to push it into October is kind of what we're doing. We're just about finishing up. This is the last couple weeks of finishing up the season. And I'm hoping to hold it off, but we still don't have an exact air date yet.
You're hoping to hold it off. Why? How? Because for editing and stuff or what?
Well, no. I mean, I'm pretty much done. I just would like, I want to... You know, we've never really had, like, a strong promo push. You
right.
know, they just sort of put it on the air. And it's sort of, I'd rather wait for it to, when summer sort of dies down, and be able to really promote it properly and drive to it, you know.
Just kind of give it a big push before you put it out there.
Yeah, but I also want to be able to cross-promote, like, the release of Street Dreams DVD and the Street League happening and, you know, it all, since I got all that major stuff sort of happening at once at the end of the summer, I'd kind of like to do it all at once rather than fragmenting it.
You need to back off. You're making all of us feel bad. You're ruining the curve, man. I got one thing going on. It's this. That's it. One thing. You go to Rob's Fantasy Factory. He's got, like, shoes that he's designing, and he's got, like, an airplane that he built, and he's working with the military, and he's got the government and
how
the skate parks.
Straight?
Just slow down a minute, dude.
Yeah. That's what I told myself this morning when I flew in last night. I did like a 6-hour trip to New York yesterday, and I just,
oh my God,
this morning I was like, enough is enough. You're doing too much. This is crazy.
Well, we appreciate you getting up then and being on the phone. I imagine you wouldn't be up yet if you weren't on our program.
Well, as you can imagine, I get up at 6 a.m. every morning in order to handle all this madness.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. I can see that. Well, Rob, this sounds great. Again, this afternoon at 4:00, it's the state-of-the-art skate park at North Hollywood Park, which is at Magnolia and Tahunga. And what time does the speech happen so people can see that? The more people, the better.
Yeah, hopefully sometime in that 4:00 range.
But between 4 and 4:30-ish?
Probably around that 4:30 range. And I expect a lot of stuttering, a lot of chaos, and a lot of hard luck, and then I'll come in and save it.
Let's get a lot of people down there for that, though. I mean, really, like 10,000 people.
And hey, there's the best part. I told him right before the speech, I'm giving you 5 words, and you got to give a full speech with off those 5 words. I give you.
Oh, he has to work the 5 words in just randomly?
He's just like, here's 5 thoughts. Give a speech about it. And yeah. Like, I tried it with him in the office, and he froze.
Yes, Michael
Mike. Hey, Rob, real quick before you go, you got so many great things going on in your life. When you're ready to start taking your record label seriously, you can sign me the greatest unsigned rap artist on the planet.
Of course you're a rapper.
Take it easy.
Is it like, I love porn and chicks with breasts?
Yes.
Yes. Well, how do you know? That's actually the title of my album.
Wow. He's got that covered. He doesn't need you for that, Mike.
I'm just saying, I can help bring that part of your career along, because I'm the next Jay-Z.
You want to know what? I may support you on that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
God knows that Keisha video that you guys did was out of control.
Yeah, that's a little embarrassing. I got to be honest. I do not make an attractive tranny. All right, Rob. You're the best this afternoon at 4. You got the skate park opening. And then again, the Fantasy Factory is later this fall, maybe in October on MTV. Thanks for getting up, and best luck today, Rob. Thanks.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have tickets to the Weenie Roast, which is Saturday, June 5th. We got Sublime with Rome, Stone Temple Pilots, Hole, Silver Sun Pickups, Devo, Paramore, Deftones, Spoon, Chevelle, Cage the Elephant, The Dirty Heads, Against Me, The Tempered Trap, and Passion Pit.
The show is sold out. The only way you can get tickets is here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
And unfortunately, you're going to have to do that by playing Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck, because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
You don't win the game, but you go into a drawing.
Right.
Yeah. To win the game.
You really earn your tickets this way, I'll
right.
tell you.
So we're looking for artist and song title, both.
Yeah.
And your clue is they're all bands that are playing on the show.
And that's the best clue, because you won't get it from what Omar does when
that's
he sings
correct.
These
it's
songs.
It's like the easiest game, because I sing exactly like the artist.
Blake, hi.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Right, are you ready for Omaroki?
Let's give it a shot.
All right, here you go.
All right.
I am, I said I want to get next to you. I said I'm going to get close to you. Wouldn't you have me hurt you too? Hurt you too.
All right, we need band and song title.
Well, it's Stone Temple Pilots.
It is.
Right.
And, damn it, the name of the song is...
Come on, Blake. You can do this.
Name of the song is... Gonna have to guess.
Rap.
Just like that.
That's called Sex Type Thing. Thank
come
you
on, that
for
was pretty good.
Calling.
That come wasn't, on! That was,
for you,
that was right on.
For you...
No.
That wasn't bad.
Please.
Jason, hi.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you. Welcome to Omaroki. Here's your song. We need band and song title.
I've been waiting... I've been waiting for this moment all my life, but it's not quite right. And this real, it's impossible if possible. And who's blind word? So clear but so unheard.
Omar, have you heard the song?
Yes.
Who said
okay.
that Chris
just like
Klein
it.
Sings worse than him?
Jason.
Who said that?
I have no clue.
No clue.
I don't blame you.
That's Silver Sun Pickups' Lazy Eye.
I've been waiting for this moment.
Just like that. Come on.
I got to tell you, that was gettable.
Yeah.
That was definitely gettable.
That's forgettable.
That's a dude singing, by the way.
Yeah. Vicky, hi.
Hi.
We're not having a lot of luck with Omaroki, which is not not abnormal.
What?
But
we're probably all Glee fans.
Here's
you couldn't be on Glee.
Here's your song. Give us the band name and the song title.
I said I wish that we could stay here, but I fear our time has come. We could ride out in the darkness, chasing the rising sun. We gotta pack our bags this instant. We're heading southbound till the next town. And if we arrive there so safely, baby, you could...
Lay Me Down by Dirty Heads featuring Rome.
Wow!
I said I wish that we could stay here.
Wow! That was the most difficult one, I thought. Because Omar, was... terrible
it's
be on that one.
Sublime with Omar.
That was
Omar, I'm not going to need no.
Omar.
That's right.
Omar.
That was pitchy, dog.
Really right, man.
Let's go to George. Hi, George.
What's up?
Are you ready for your song?
I hope so.
Good luck.
You stab your heels on broken glass so I could kick your scrawny ass. And all the drugs and all the burns. One nasty piece of work. Oh, baby, does it hurt? Oh, baby, just go slower. Oh, baby, just go lower.
Make him stop.
All right. What did the Cookie Monster just sing?
I have no idea.
I don't blame you.
Whole skinny little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Wow.
Just like that.
Let's go to Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, this one you should
Chris
get.
Chris sounds defeated already.
He does. He's like, I'm not going to get it. Let's just get through it.
Whoa, I never meant to brag, but I got him to wear with him now. Whoa, it was my name and my intention to brag. Just steal it all away from you now. But God, does it feel so good, because I got him to wear one of you now. And if you could, I know you would, because God, it feels so good. It just feels so.
Wow. Wow, is that painful.
Trying to get all the words in this.
Wow.
I don't expect you to get the tune.
Every other word is wrong.
That would be the best one ever.
Wow.
Just like the original.
Chris, do you have any idea?
That was Paramore.
Yes.
Song name?
And the song name is Misery Business.
Yes, wow. It is. Wow, that's shocking that you got
not
that.
Not even close.
I rock.
I think it's time to do a drawing. Let's do a drawing
Please.
Between the two.
We got like three more songs
here.
Yeah,
we got no time for that.
Come on.
I'll tell you. We have Chris and we have Vicky. So we're going to do a drawing here, Lisa.
Chris is our winner.
Chris is our winner. He's the guy that just got that one, oddly enough.
That was the hardest one to get. That
Chris, congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
And thank you for playing the game. Omaroki.
Omaroki, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's time for the Kevin and Bean Citizen of the Day.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
I actually have three of them for you today. One comes out of Australia. An Australian man pleaded guilty to bigamy after his first wife saw his second wedding photo in a newspaper.
Yeah!
So the dude married a second woman while he was still married, sent in a photo of his second
or
wedding.
Or couldn't prevent his wife from doing it.
And it got printed in the newspaper where his first wife saw it and turned him in and called the police.
Oh.
So not so smart on that one. South Florida, by the time Kenneth Parkerson told a nurse he made a mistake, the evidence was already all over his face.
Oh,
it's not what you're thinking.
Mike.
Last Wednesday night, he allegedly sneaked into a screened patio of a home carrying a video camera. So he was going to get himself some naked woman video.
Okay.
Well, he didn't know that a guy there, the guy that lived there with her, is a firefighter and a UFC fighter.
Oh, dear God.
So the UFC fighter ran after him, beat the hell out of him, sent him to the hospital. And he said to the nurse, I picked the wrong house. Not I shouldn't have done it. It's just I picked the wrong house. I shouldn't have gone after that one.
So stupid not to do research.
Yes.
And then stupid to say that to the nurse.
Correct.
Okay.
And the final one involves another guy trying to break in. But this guy, for some reason, had to make a phone call. A woman at 12:35 in the morning was woken up. She heard mumbling. There's a guy on her balcony who was on the cell phone, and she heard him say, I'm about to commit a crime. I'm about to commit a crime.
He's probably texting it on Facebook, too.
No, maybe, but
people
he was...
People just can't get off their phones.
But he was saying it.
I know.
You can take... At least you can text it...
quietly. You can Twitter
idiot.
It quietly.
Oh,
I'm
my.
About to commit a crime. So she woke up her boyfriend and he ran out and beat the hell out of him. He went to the hospital.
Where he said, I shouldn't have picked that house.
So we're saying, look, if you're going to commit a crime, maybe call afterwards.
Good idea.
And say, hey, I committed a crime. But not at the house before.
On the balcony.
So that the people inside can hear.
That's awesome.
And those are the Kevin and Bean Citizens of the Day.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 8:54. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
A lot of celebrity babies in the news today. Speaking of babies, I'm still getting tons of emails from the listeners asking about little Olivia, how my daughter is doing in the hospital. I really appreciate the concern and the continued good thoughts and prayers. I wanted to give you a little update. She is still in the ICU there in the hospital, but she is definitely getting better. Her feeding tube has been removed, so she's taking all her food now by bottle.
Which
is a step
news.
In the right direction.
The
She's
sign.
A lot more comfortable with that tube out of her stomach. And now we're just concentrating on trying to get her up to her goal feeding, which is appropriate for her age and weight. And she's got a problem with what they call a reflux, or GERD, it's called for kids, where they have the feedings tend to come up on them a lot. So it's uncomfortable for her, and we just have to make sure that she keeps the food down. But we're in the finish line is... within sight at this point. We
That's
have no idea
news.
When she'll be coming home, but they're speculating it could be early June. So she's going to be there for at least a couple more weeks. If there's no other setbacks, she should be home not too long from now. So that's the day we're shooting for. So.
That's great news.
Thanks to everybody who...
How long till she finds out who her father is? Then what? And then what happens?
Hopefully that never happens. Okay. I hope she never understands that. Because if she ever finds out that Craig Ferguson's her dad, then she's going to be bugging him money and whatnot, you know. Speaking of babies, congratulations to Julia and Julia actress Amy Adams. She gave birth to her first daughter, Aviana, on Saturday here in Los Angeles. Her dad, fiancé, actor Darren Legallo is this gentleman's name, and this is their first baby together, so congratulations. Also, Drew Lachey, former member of 98 Degrees, and he was also on Dancing with the Stars. His wife, Leah, gave birth to a son named Hudson. Saturday.
Hudson.
In Cincinnati. They've already got a four-year-old girl named Claire. So, a lot of celebrity babies being born this weekend. Congratulations to them all. CBS is announcing its new shows for the fall season. All the networks are doing that this week. And they have canceled a quartet of shows they've announced today. Cold Case will no longer be around. Which is sad because I used to watch that show. Not enough, obviously, to keep it on the air. But I would catch it from time to time and it always was very good. Miami Medical. Is what? A show that I did not know existed.
Miami Medical.
But apparently will not be back next season.
And by back, you mean start ever?
It was on, apparently.
It was?
So all you Miami Medical fans, I feel your pain. Accidentally on Purpose, the hilarious sitcom starring Jenna Elfman will not be returning.
Ooh, didn't see that one either.
Wow, and Lisa doesn't
see
it.
You didn't watch it?
You didn't watch Accidentally on Purpose?
Wow.
Not one single time did I accidentally watch Accidentally on Purpose.
Wow. And Numbers, another show.
Oh, I used to watch that.
That was on CBS. Will no longer be on CBS.
I got
CBS.
Nothing for that.
I can't imagine anyone's going to really miss those shows.
No.
Ashley Olsen and her boyfriend Justin Bartha had a life-changing experience Sunday night. They were on the flight that was going from Los Angeles to New York when the cockpit caught on fire. Did you see that story?
I did.
They were on that flight.
Is that one of the Olsen twins?
Ashley Olsen, yes.
Yeah.
They had to make an emergency landing at Dulles Airport in Washington, D.C., but they were able to get the fire out and everybody was safe. But they said they're going to change the way they live their life now because life's just too short.
Right.
Got to take things more seriously. Got to buckle down.
See, I look at that like everybody has one near-death experience. That's mine. Now I'm free and clear.
You're
pre-disaster.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want.
Now I'm just free to just take all kinds of risks because I'm not going to die now.
Travel troubles also for Kim Kardashian. Her spring vacation apparently is being put on hold because of that Icelandic volcano.
Okay, now it's really starting to annoy me.
Keeps tossing ash into the air and is keeping her from taking her mom to Monaco, where they were going to have a little spring vacation.
How nice for the two of them.
Yeah, they're going to just jet
they
off
work
to
so
Monaco.
Hard.
They do work hard.
Yeah.
That's
Enjoy
true.
The casinos in Monte Carlo. Play a little baccarat. Oomph. Neuf à la banque.
I don't know what that means.
But apparently the travel into London, of course, came to a halt over the weekend due to this volcano. What the worst part is, though, that her makeup and hair crew, Kim's crew, took an earlier flight, but they made it to London. Kim couldn't get there, so now she's stranded in the United States without her pit crew.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Wow.
She must just walk around the house just covered in cold cream with her hair in curlers, just saying, someone help me.
What do I do?
Cold cream, my cold cream. Something you put on your face for your skin. Oh. Stop it. Stop it. Pincer vodka. You familiar with Pincer vodka?
No.
Mm-mm.
Me neither. But if it's vodka,
yeah,
I'm in favor of
familiar
it.
Familiar with that.
They recently ran a poll with their drinkers asking them to list the Sex and the City stars in order of hotness.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Congratulations to Kristen Davis, who comes in as the hottest of the four Sex and the City stars. Sadly, dead last in fourth place, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really? What a surprise.
Over Nixon?
Yeah. It was Kristen Davis, and then the old whore.
Right.
And then the lesbian, and then Horseface. That's how they came in. Sarah Jessica Parker hasn't come in fourth place since Santa Anita last year when she ran at the Breeders' Cup. Apparently, she is not used to finishing in fourth place, so I feel bad for her.
That movie just looks great, doesn't it?
I'm excited.
Listen, don't mention that around my wife, because she thinks it is the second coming of Avatar.
Too.
It's like a lot of crap you guys are so excited about, it's review proof. It doesn't matter.
First of all, what we get excited about, not crap.
Yeah.
Sex and the City 2. Crap.
There's a lot of stuff you guys see.
See, they're in the desert and they're on a camel, but they're still wearing couture dresses.
It's just a bunch of explosions. There's no story, and you think it's the best thing ever.
A bunch of guys in Speedos hanging out in Dubai.
That is just crap.
Waiting for the American women to come so they can fawn all over the horse-faced girl.
It could happen.
It couldn't happen ever in a million years.
Because in Dubai, they'd look at Sarah Jessica Parker and say, oh, one of the camels got loose. We need to put her back in the pen.
Oh,
poor Lisa is going down
in
the basement. Today's celebrity birthdays.
We don't have to put her in the basement very often.
No, really don't.
But once she starts going on and on about
this. She's got to learn her place because she still mouths off once in a while and she needs to be taught a lesson.
How are things down there? You haven't been down there in a while.
It's dirty.
Mm. Yeah, well.
Just clean up some.
Do some woman's work and clean up down there. Today's celebrity birthdays, Chow Yun-Fat is 55 years old today. Singer-actress Martika of Toy Soldiers fame is 41. We did a little research. 89 was the release of Toy Soldiers.
No kidding.
So Psycho Mike was off by a year, but she was only 20 years old when she recorded that. She is the one-hit wonder of the nth degree, that young lady. She is 41. Tina Fey, comedian, writer, actress, very, very funny star of 30 Rock. She is 40 years old. And Jack Johnson celebrates his 35th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time to talk to Bill Simmons, who is the sports guy from ESPN. He writes for ESPN. He also Twitters under SportsGuy33.
Okay.
Hi, Bill.
How you guys doing?
Very good. Thank you. Bill has come up with a fantastic idea to use Twitter to start chants at sporting events, like, immediately.
Well, that'd be kind of fun.
That's a pretty good idea. What
made
you think about this, Bill?
I was at a Celtic game. I was at game three of the Celtics-Cavaliers series, and the crowd was dead. And for some reason, I was sitting in the stands thinking, man, I wish I could use Twitter to get the fans going somehow. So then I thought, well, I'll create an account, which I did, which is Celtics, at Celtics Chants. And so I wrote about it in my column and somehow got, like, I don't know, 10, 11,000 people signed up. And the whole theory was that even if, like, 400 of the however many people that signed up were at the game, that's enough people to start a chant at a sporting event.
Right.
So the chant that I decided to go for every time LeBron was at the free throw line in game six was New York Knicks, because everybody thinks he might be leaving.
Right.
And, like, in the first half, the crowd booed every time. So it was like people were trying to start the New York Knicks chant, but there was other people booing who didn't quite get what was going on.
You mean they were booing him just to shooting free throws just because he's the other team? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly. But then by the third quarter, people kind of figured it out. And then the last two times he went to the free throw line, the whole arena was New York Knicks, New York Knicks.
Look at the power you wield.
Unbelievable. I feel like Dr. Oppenheimer.
Besides being a Celtics fan, you're pretty cool.
It was pretty cool how it worked out, and it was very logical. And then, you know, the only problem, which I didn't anticipate, is I thought I would be able to post tweets as the game was going along, and everybody would be able to get them on their cell phone. But actually, as anybody who has been to a Lakers game can attest, like, the cell service in arenas is just awful.
Shaky,
and I'm not
best.
Sure why. It's almost like it's as bad as, like, when you're on an airplane and you can't, you know, they jam the signal.
Right.
So it's really hard to, for some reason, get internet service unless it's at halftime. So I tried to do before the game and then at halftime, which is what I'm going to try to do for game three of the Celtics Magic, which will be fun because the Magic have a guy, Rashard Lewis, who during the summer got a 10-game suspension for PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs.
Right.
So we can do an HGH chant and steroid chants for him. So nice. That'll be good. Yeah, good times.
That's nice. And eventually, if and when the Celtics meet the Lakers in the finals, and we're going to have to come up with our own Twitter account.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
You know what I mean?
A lot of spinoff accounts, and they pretty much everybody out there has started like a Lakers chant, a Sixers chant, like down on the line. But I think just because I wrote about mine in the ESPN column, which we obviously have a big audience, that was the only one that's gotten momentum. Now I'm up to like I think 14,000 followers for that. So that's pretty cool.
Here's what we have: we have time between now and when the Lakers meet. The Magic.
Right.
Or maybe
I'm
Celtics.
Helping you. This is bad.
Yes, you're helping me. Because we have time to set it up. We can have all the fans, you know, write it down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For example,
I'll give you an example. Homos wear green. How about that? We put that one down. We say, okay, at 12 minutes of the first quarter, everybody start homos wear green.
How dare you?
What do you think? Come on.
Well, see, I have a whole moral issue because I don't want to get too mean because, like, with Shaq, I was thinking about every time Shaq went to the line in the last series, having them chant, where's your neck? Where's your neck? Because he's so fat now, he can't see his neck.
Right? That's funny.
But then I felt bad. But
don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
We got so much worse.
Well, the next series, so this Orlando series, I don't know if you follow Dwight Howard. There's this show called Basketball Wives on VH1.
Right.
And one of the women on the show, her name is Royce, was a former Magic dancer who was Dwight Howard's baby mama. And they have such a bad relationship that he actually sued her. And she's not allowed to mention his name, like, on Twitter, on a blog, on that show.
Wow.
So on the show, he's never even referenced. So I was thinking, wow, if we chant her name during the Magic Celtics game, that's going to rattle him. But nah, I just feel like that's dirty pool. I'm not going to push that.
Oh, please. You're a Celtic fan. Like, you have standards.
I know. But
come on.
Like, I almost feel bad. Like, you watch the show and you almost feel bad for him that he ever crossed paths with this awful person.
All right. Let me run into a couple of more Laker ones by you if, you know, the Celtics end up playing him. Rondo, really ugly, ugliest player in the league, right? Kind of looks like a horse. So here's the chant. Here's the chant. Rondo is the Sarah Jessica Darker.
God.
How about that?
Oh, no.
How about Celtics go to Heltics? How about that?
Wow.
You know, the further you push this...
How about Big Baby is Big Gaby? How about that?
The further you push this,
yes,
the closer you're going to push me to a no means no chant when Kobe's at the free throw line. I'm just warning you now. I'm just warning you. Don't make me do that.
It's on. All right, Bill, this is a great use of Twitter. This is, you don't very often come across like a brand new idea.
Nope. That,
an existing technology where you actually figure out a way to use it. But give the address one more time.
It's at Celtics Chance.
At Celtics Chance. Okay.
So twitter.com/@Celtics Chance. And it'll be fun. Game three is on Saturday, and game four is on Monday. So we're going to get some good stuff going. Hopefully,
all right. And
games.
We'll be able to hear it on the TV feed if you get enough people doing it.
Hopefully.
All right.
That'd
Bill Simmons,
cool.
Thanks very much. We appreciate
all
your
right,
time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Died. Nope. Walked by.
I died. I know you walked by because I was dead because I died.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 9:47. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What do you got for us, Ralph?
Excited about a new Glee tonight? New Glee?
Yes, totally.
Yes.
Kevin's getting a little embarrassed now.
I'm not as excited as Lisa.
I'm excited because they got a special guest star. They got Doogie Howser, MD. He's going to be stopping by.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah.
He can sing.
Yeah.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. It's funny.
And he's going to play Will Schuster's arch nemesis from their old high school Glee days. So it's going to be very entertaining. And speaking of Glee, new CDs come out in the stores today because it is Tuesday.
That's new release day. Glee, the music, volume 3.
Wow.
It's available today
on CDs, yeah.
I only have one.
You better get on it.
I am going to get on it.
I don't know if you, I know you don't, but I use AOL as my internet provider.
Right.
Right.
And they've got AOL radio there. I mean, a lot of people listen to our show on AOL radio.
Right.
They have a lot of our affiliates on there, but they've got their own Glee music channel now.
Full-time?
Full-time channel, just Glee music.
Hmm.
Songs from Glee, and then the original songs done by the original artists of songs that have been covered on Glee. But it's all Glee music all the time.
Yeah, no thanks.
It's a phenomenon.
Not that into it.
It's a phenomenon, is what it is. Also available on CD today, Infinite Arms by Band of Horses. That's a new CD out today. Brothers by Black Keys. On DVD, Invictus with Morgan Freeman.
Never saw that. Wanted to.
Matt Damon, now you can see it on DVD.
Great.
It's out today. Valentine's Day with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner and Jamie Foxx.
That's a bummer they go. We sure have a lot of stars.
We sure do. Don't have a lot of movie, but we got a lot of stars. A
lot of stars in this one.
Extraordinary Measures. Harrison Ford plays a scientist who helps Brendan Fraser cure his kids of a horrible disease.
I'm working around the clock!
That's what he says in that movie. He's already working around the clock.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser's kids apparently are being besieged by woodland creatures. Apparently that's the problem. They're living in there and all the raccoons are attacking them and stuff and everything. So it's bad news. The Messenger, Woody Harrelson, plays an army officer who has to break the news of the passing of young sons and daughters to the parents.
So that's a comedy?
That is not a comedy.
Oh.
And The Spy Next Door with Jackie Chan, also available on DVD today, so you can check that out. The axe continues to fall over there on CBS. In the last hour, I mentioned, per Entertainment Weekly, the Cold Case, Miami Medical, Accidentally on Purpose, and Numbers had all been canceled by the Big Eye Network. Now we get from Variety additional shows that are going by the wayside. In fact, the only shows on the bubble that CBS are picking up are Rules of Engagement and Medium, which they grabbed from NBC last year. But in addition to the shows I already mentioned, The New Adventures of Old Christine has been canceled.
No! Oh, wait, I don't watch that.
It was good. I did watch it. Not this year, but...
Not this year.
See? Well, you're part of the
sometimes
problem.
Sometimes there's just new stuff, and it's fun to see new things.
No.
And Ghost Whisperer also going by the wayside.
Ha-ha, fat.
It's joining Gary Unmarried also on the list of shows that have been canceled. And unfortunately, we have Jay Moore coming in here on Thursday, I think.
I mean, unfortunately. He's great.
Yeah, but he's going to be in a bad mood. That's all I'm saying. He's going to be cranky.
Or maybe he'll be happy that he doesn't have to work.
Yes.
Doesn't have to do all that work.
That's what's going to make him happy, that he doesn't have to work. Not everyone thinks like you, Kevin. Some people enjoy their jobs, want to go to their jobs.
I like my job.
And do, well, show up once in a while. Why don't you?
I don't want to show up, but I like it.
So that's the lineup. I was also reading a local Philadelphia news website that, because I like to check in on the hometown. I like to stay current.
Sure.
That Jay was doing a book signing at a Borders bookstore, Center City, Philadelphia.
Right.
And he had to deal with a crowd of 4 people that showed up for the book signing.
Ouch.
Aww. Ouch. I imagine that happens to everyone when they go out on those tours, if it's
not
publicized enough.
You're sweet.
I imagine in smaller towns or whatever.
Yeah, a small town like Philadelphia.
Like Philadelphia, smaller places where they don't know who he is.
Tiny little villages.
Exactly.
Don't even have radio television. Bret Michaels will be the subject of a new half-hour special from VH1 called Bret Michaels' Life as I Know It.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Yeah. Apparently there was going to be a new reality series based on Bret Michaels' life, but they're going to push back production on that because they don't know if he's well enough to be followed around by cameras all day and all night.
Ah.
So they're going to wait and see how things shake out with his brain hemorrhage. But there will be a special on Memorial Day where you get to check up on Bret and see how he's doing, in case you're interested in what's up with him. And Fox has announced that they have listened to the public, and they know that the American Idol results show runs too long.
Really? Because
how many seasons have they had?
That show is all padding, right?
Yeah.
Until
Fox executives say research with audiences showed they wanted the network to tighten up the results show, so now it'll just be a half hour long.
Really?
Usually it's 2 hours, and then the last 3 seconds you get who was voted off.
That's weird, because they wouldn't do that voluntarily.
Well, numbers have been slipping this season,
right.
So I think they know they need to retool a little bit because they're having some issues.
Hmm.
However, the performance shows, they're now making 90 minutes.
How long were those?
An hour.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you. They're adding a half an hour to the performance
shows. They're
going to
make it up someplace else.
I guess they'll make up the advertising revenue in that last half hour of the performance shows and then cut the results show down to a half an hour.
All right.
They're just shifting stuff around, basically. Today's celebrity birthdays, Martika.
Yeah!
Who did Toy Soldiers back in the day. She's 41 years old.
Eminem did a cover of that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Tina Fey from 30 Rock, 40 years old today. Jack Johnson turns 35 years old. Paige Hamilton, singer and guitarist for Helmet, is 50 years old today. And actor Chow Yun-Fat is 55 years old today. They're all born today, May the 18th. Also, Katie Romo. You know our pal Katie, yes, who works here at the station?
Yeah.
Also her birthday, so I want to wish her happy birthday.
She's the one that did
well.
The makeup that made me look so like Kesha.
That's right. She did your Kesha makeup. I think she also did Mike's Gene Simmons
That's
makeup
correct.
When he was doing a Miss Double December competition. So she's very talented. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, we have Glee Cap with Omar.
Yes!
He loves Glee more than even we do.
He's not a huge fan, so we make him watch it and bring in highlights. We have Kevin Smith in the studio tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to talk to a writer from Wired Magazine who's going to tell you what's happening with all of your information on Facebook.
Big controversy about the Facebook. Yeah.
That might surprise you. We didn't get the biggest lie that you told and you got caught today, so we're going to do that tomorrow. Based on that girl that was, said she was going to UCLA for 2 years, ended up not going there for at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
And parents said, we'll see you at graduation.
And she said, well, I'm sorry, what's
that? I was abducted.
And more tickets for the Weenie Roast. That is tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
There's too much information and man.
Kat Corbett is next.
Okay, by my watch, it's Margarita O'Clock.
Yes. Oh, it's Margarita O'Clock.
Who knew?
I'm glad she's coming in.
She's got 40 minutes nonstop, including the new one from Muse called Neutron Star Collision. She's got Jack Johnson, she's got Phoenix, and she's got System of a Down as part of 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next.